This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
Confident in my manliness.
Doogie.
I almost pooped my pants.
Peter.
I'm known as the guy that wears panties.
Charlie.
I decided I'm going to pee on his shoe.
And Jeffrey.
Well, he made me poop, mother effer.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Good morning. What's happening? It is Wednesday, March 7th, 2018. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo! And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is our number. 866-967-6837. You can give that number a call. Comes right into the studio here. Nads will pick up. He'll answer. We'll get you on the air. You can also text us at that number. That comes into the studio directly. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That also comes into the studio directly. But the best way, because so many of those come in, and if you really want us to know what you're talking about, give us a call, 866-YO-ROVER. I'll get to your email here in just a minute. Jeffrey's here today. Seems to be in a good mood this morning. He was chatting up a storm here already this morning, talking about something, airplanes or something. I don't know what.
Oh, it's something to do with my appearance.
All right.
So, yes, I love all my appearances and everything, but this is the one when if it involves an airplane, yeah, I get a little super stoked. I'll tell you what.
What?
I just said it.
KJ writes, can I get a shout out to all the listeners that would like you to stop doing shout outs? Okay.
Stand by.
Yeah. There's a shout out to all of you. And Brooke writes, Rover, this is Brooke, one of the girls who took Jeffrey to see April the Giraffe. Today is my sister Jamie's birthday, the other girl who came. Could you please give her a happy 40th birthday shout out? She would love it.
Shout out to Brooke and Jamie. Thank you for allowing me to be able to go with you guys to see Jamie the Giraffe when we were in Binghamton.
Jamie the Giraffe?
Not Jamie the Giraffe.
Huh?
Not Jamie the Giraffe.
No, I meant to take me to see April the Giraffe.
Right. Jamie took you.
Yeah, I want to thank both. I'm going to give them both. I'll give her a birthday shout out and thank them both for taking me out there. It was a great time.
Give a shout out to the Giraffe.
Oh, shout out to April the Giraffe, too, if as a matter of fact. I'll tell you what.
All right, enough. Oh, my gosh.
Sarah writes, Yo, Rover, I've been catching up on RMG Plus, but I wanted to add on to all of you coming to the Springs. Emma Coffin Race is October 28th. It's a lot of fun. B2 would be a perfect Emma because she is light as hell. Then you have four coffin pushers. You can make your cart theme anything. My sister's veteran group does it every year as a bomber plane. Please, please, please come out to Colorado. I've been listening for 8 years all over the world when I was in the Army. I would love to have a beer with you. Sarah, we'll make it to Colorado. I promise you that. We will be there. We were going to be there this week. We were supposed to be there right now.
For that race, I think,
nope.
Right?
Nope.
Wait, there are two coffin races?
Yeah, we were supposed to be there for some other festival kind of thing that did have a coffin race.
Oh, so there is two different coffin races.
Yeah, it's totally different.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. It's a little weird.
I think there are coffin races all over the country.
Oh, and not trying to be dumb here, but when Charlie told me he found a coffin race kind of dead guy festival, I had never heard of that before. I thought that was the same thing, but it's two different, so...
So we will. We were supposed to be out there. I think we're supposed to be out there.
Heading out now.
Right about now.
Yeah. Or yeah. You're already on the road, but
But we will make it out there. I used to live in Denver. I haven't been back to Denver since I lived there. That's how long it's been. Denver was a great place. I had a lot of fun in Denver. And people were cool. The city was nice. This was, I think she's talking about Colorado Springs, I believe. That's where she was talking about.
I've been to Colorado once when I, the Broadmoor, it's a training facility. I forget, is it Lake Placid? I think that's
that
where it is.
That would be in New York.
Someplace, the Broadmoor, place. Colorado. I was a little kid. My mom and dad okayed it for me to travel across the country from Rockford, Illinois to go to Colorado, Denver, I think. Or, I don't know, out there. And we were in this like little hatchback. There were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us in this little car. One person had to stay in the back, the hatch part of the trunk, all the way out.
Well, that sounds safe.
But my parents okayed that. Like, who does that?
The Broadmoor, I think, isn't that the, I could be wrong, is that the hotel that was in, whatchamacallit,
The
Shining. Is that it?
Yeah, I think that's where they filmed it.
What? Did you know that, Dougie?
No, I was little. I was like 14. I mean, I don't remember, but I remember how beautiful it was. I got sick.
I could be wrong about that. But
I didn't know that it was The Shining. I've never seen that movie, but I remember the difference. It was so beautiful. But the difference in the elevation, like the first day I started skating out there, I was sick and nauseous.
Well, Denver didn't get its nickname the Mile High City for nothing.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea if that's a place?
I think it says Overlook.
That's the one in the movie. The Stanley Hotel was the one it was based on.
Yeah.
Is there a Broadmoor out in Colorado? I'm almost positive.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Colorado Springs.
Yeah. Okay. It's beautiful. How far is that from Denver?
I mean, it's not. I don't know. Colorado Springs once.
Would you ever live out in Denver again if you had to go someplace, or is it just too much snow?
No, there's not that much snow in Colorado. I mean, in Denver, up in the mountains there was, but it was sunny in Denver. It was a nice place. It's out in the middle of nowhere though. Mm. There's not a lot around there. I mean, I don't know how much difference that makes. It's not like I go anywhere from here either, but. You didn't like living in Seattle because you thought it was out in the middle of nowhere. Denver is kind of like that.
What's the place where everybody goes? All the celebrities, Aspen?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to Aspen, Colorado?
No, I don't have that kind of money.
Okay.
I'm not like you with that big 401k that you're sitting on.
Money bags.
Yeah.
Okay.
Victor with a K writes, Yo, Rover, I've been an avid listener for 8 years. I was always up-to-date listening to the show until I started my current job. Though my workload didn't allow me to listen as much, I refused to miss a single show, an aftermath, or a Friday leftovers. For almost 2 years, I was at least 3 months behind the current show. I am proud to say I just concluded listening to March 6th show, and I am finally caught up, baby. It took almost 2 years, but I clawed my way back. Your show kicks ass. Victor? Good job. I'm the opposite of that. Like, I just let email pile up in my inbox, and I think, I'll get caught up on this after a while. And then so much time passes, I go, if it was that important, I would have heard of it now. And then,
if I miss an episode of a TV show, I just give up on it right then. So I'm not going to go through and try to watch it. Just give up.
It's dedication.
Nicole writes, Rover, a listener wrote in today regarding Dougie and living on her salary for a month. She totally avoided the actual challenge of living on the salary and went in to how hard she works. The challenge was living on the person's salary, not how hard you work, Dougie. I won't say she doesn't work hard because I'm sure there are things she does that listeners don't see. My question to that is, does she work hard because she does everything backwards and makes it hard on herself instead of taking advice, or does she really work hard? It's the former.
Huh?
Everything is 10 times harder than it should be. She's completely disorganized. She refuses to take even the simplest instruction or advice.
Yeah.
She spends a lot of time on petty beefs. She spent all day yesterday running around some beef that she was in with someone.
If she took all the beefs out, Rover, would she be more productive every day?
Oh, my God. She spent, what, 2 hours working on this beef yesterday that she has with someone? I don't even know if you witnessed any of that. But
it was bad.
She had some sort of dispute going on that I saw her work more on that than I've ever seen her work on the news in 15 years.
It was a bad one. Sorry.
She just can't let anything go.
No, not when. No, I can't. Not when they're trying to make me the bad guy.
She's always persecuted. Always.
Right. So she's always the victim. Well, right? Yeah. She's never the bad girl.
Exactly.
Never.
Right.
Chalk went up for Doogie. Other person.
What? I didn't even hear this. What was it?
But why be in a beef with this person?
Because somebody on that was CC'd that didn't know the truth. And I made it very clear what the truth was, that I am not the person that caused any issue and what I'm doing is correct. So, and that was proven. That's why, because when somebody
she oftentimes, above me, I think she thinks that people are attacking her when they're not really attacking her.
And oh, I agree with that.
No, you yes. saw that email. And you talked me off the ledge.
Yeah, I saw the email and I go, big deal.
But you don't even know, like...
Oh, I saw it, too, and I was like, okay, that's just something that has to be done.
Exactly.
Well, my theory
is... It's not my job, either.
Just ignore it.
You're the producer.
Ignore it. Just don't worry about it. Who cares?
You're not the producer now?
We can't. No, we don't have a producer. I am being the producer. That's why I've been doing it.
You are the executive producer.
Yeah, you always hang your head on that. Whatever the hell that means.
You're not?
I'm the executive producer. I work on bigger things. All-encompassing Rover's Morning Glory things.
What?
I don't know.
Roverfest?
Yes.
No, I agree. She just like, I don't know why you'd spend 2 hours just arguing about it. Like, why not just kind of ignore it?
It wasn't 2 hours.
Yeah, you absolutely ignore it. So you get some email that says that's ridiculous about something with work.
So when your boss
it's like when they email me and they go, you didn't take a commercial break. I've never responded in 10 years. I've never responded to one email that I get.
You spent 4 hours crafting another email?
And they're like, this must stop immediately. And it comes from someone, I don't even know who it is. I swear to you, I've never responded. I just go, delete.
But I'm not you.
It goes in one ear, out the other. In one eyeball, out the other. Well, who cares?
I'm not you. I work hard. I know people hate when I say that. But I'm going to defend my actions. And I did. So that's all. And I always defend you too, Rover. I know you don't care, but...
Yeah.
But I will always defend you.
Aurora writes, yo, Rover, I'm sitting here listening to the broadcast and Doogie is complaining about how tired she is.
I'm exhausted.
She says that she needs that time alone when Gia's hanging out with Nanny because she's so tired of taking care of her kid.
I never said that, first of
all. I am a single mom. I have a 5-year-old boy. I have a master's degree. I work one full-time job and 2 part-time jobs. That's three jobs in total. She did the math just for Doogie because she knows Doogie's stupid. Ugh. Luckily, my part-time jobs did not interfere with the time that I have with my son. I do not receive child support or any other support for my child. It's only me and me only.
Me too.
I don't have a nanny. I pay for my son to go to private school because his education is important to me. I make sacrifices for myself so that my son can have a good life. About once every 4 to 6 weeks, I get to have dinner with a friend of mine. One evening alone, no kid. I put him to bed every night. I take him to school every morning. I take him to karate and swimming lessons. No nanny. I do this all alone. I do not complain, and I do not whine about how hard my life is. These are the cards that were dealt to me, and I am playing with them the best I can. I'm very thankful for the time I get with my son because I know I can't get that time back. Doogie has it made, but she's missing valuable time with her daughter. From what it sounds like, Gia has a stronger bond with her nanny than she does her own mother. When Gia gets older, the fights between her and Doogie will escalate in the teenage years. Gia will have nothing to do with her mother and will run right into nanny's arms. I mean, can you still have a nanny when you're 15?
That's what I was going to ask. How long does it go?
18.
Well, no, until she drives.
Oh, no, she'll still
Are
be
you
there.
She's
That's got a joke.
You
got
to be kidding.
Well, no. How's she going to get to
school? Oh, my Lord.
The bus?
Yeah, the school bus?
Yeah, a lot of kids take the bus. I took it.
Most every kid takes the school bus.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Can you listen?
I got a good 10 more years.
Do you remember Do you remember, Dieter, what it was in the beginning?
Wasn't it a year or two?
1 year.
Yeah. That's
only
it.
The first year.
I'm going to have this nanny.
That's right.
But
I'm a single mother. It's so hard.
But I love her.
Only going to have it the first year. Then it was till she turns two. Then it was until she starts preschool. Then it was till she starts kindergarten. She's not going to school full time in kindergarten. It's only half day. When she starts going full time, now I don't know. The kid's like 50 now and still has a nanny.
I love my nanny.
If she goes till she's 15, Rover, that'd be $500,000 roughly spent on the nanny.
You guys,
over
stop fi- it.
Over 15
Get
years.
Get the hell out of here.
I'm guessing her salary and I'm making it low. $500,000 you're going to spend over 15 years.
I don't know.
Years.
No. There's no way.
On what? The nanny?
Yeah.
Do you think the nanny's still in your life after you stop paying her?
Absolutely.
But what if she gets another nanny job and there's another little girl that she has to take care of?
That's actually a great question. So the person, her name is Gail, who watches my daughter, she has a boy that she went raised for like 10 years. She still sees him and my daughter and him and nanny, all of them hang out. So, absolutely. That's the kind of woman she is. She doesn't leave
them. I don't think 500,000, maybe $250,000 she'll spend.
Get the hell
total, on this nanny.
Let me double check.
What's the salary you guys are guessing?
I'm guessing the salary.
I never said a salary.
I'm making it low. I said 30.
Yeah, 30,000.
So times 15 years is $450,000.
Get the hell out of here.
Hmm. And that's generous, Rover. It might be 40,000. It might be.
Is it under 30?
So back to the email.
It's going to be at least 30.
Under 30?
She wouldn't do it for 20,000.
Is it under 30?
Work at McDonald's for that.
But let's just say that she did. Let's say that she did it for a half that amount. Let's say 15,000. Just to take it as a bare minimum.
But she wouldn't.
Okay, because we know that it's got to be higher than that.
Oh yeah.
That would be 225,000 over the lifetime.
Over 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So at least $250,000. Up to, like you said, maybe $500,000 or $600,000.
Right.
Isn't that
insane?
That's stunning.
Let me just do $50,000 just to see what.
since you guys spent the last week interrogating me about my income taxes and all that crap, how come we can't find out how much Doogie's nanny makes?
Ooh,
good question.
That's a great question.
I don't know
look at this
how
angle.
Much. You don't know. You don't know.
To that email.
Well, just what's the answer?
What was the question?
What does the nanny make?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's none of your business.
You know that.
It's none of your business, Jeffrey.
Let's just say it was 50,000.
Well, then how about this? Then next year, around this time of year, you guys don't interrogate me about my tax returns.
Let's pray we're all here next time. Okay. Next year at this time.
Well, there is a difference. One is it only has to do with you. This is revealing someone else's salary.
Well, you guys were all curious about my stuff. Why can't we be curious about, you know?
And does anyone in this room, in that room, do you guys honestly think that I'm missing out on my daughter, that I'm not around my daughter?
Yes. This nanny is in it more time with her than you, dude.
Because if you were married and you tell your husband, hey, can you, I'm going to go to the gym or I'm going to go shopping. I'm going to do this. Like, you have that second. Hey, can you put her down or can you do this? And then you go do something. It's different when it's just you. It's always. I don't go out every 4 weeks with my girlfriends for dinner. I rarely go out.
But that's your choice. You
because
could.
I enjoy being with my daughter.
You
I
could
absolutely
go out,
enjoy
but
being
you're,
with Gia.
She's a nutcase. She refuses. Because,
but I'm saying to that point, I
she's trying to raise a friend.
No.
Because Doogie has no social life.
Right. It's the best
no
friend.
Friends.
No, I have friends.
No lovers.
I don't have lovers.
And she is raising this child to... If anything happened, my mother just recently told me a couple months ago, she goes, you know, I like Doogie.
Really?
But there's, you know, I'm concerned for her.
Why?
She said, Shane, that's my real name. She said, Shane, when you were growing up, I would have been devastated if anything happened to you as any parent would. If you know, you got hit by a car when you were on your bike and you were killed. I mean, it's horrible. She said, but... I would have gone on. My whole life did not revolve around my child. And she said, I'm concerned about Doogie that she, everything, her, all her eggs are in this basket. Doogie's entire life revolves around this kid, Gia. And if anything ever happened to Gia, Doogie would not be able to go on. I don't know what Doogie would kill herself.
I really wanted a child. I was successful in that. I had lost a couple of pregnancies. This, I didn't think I was going to be able to have one. This worked out. And she is my world. And I totally agree with you.
Two people have sent me text messages. Watch out, Doogie sounding sick again. And another one, Doogie sounds stuffed up. I think I heard her cough.
Well, I heard a cough, yeah.
So she sounds
a little stuffed up.
She does.
Oh, she's drinking tea.
Oh,
yep.
My
sick.
God.
I think I might have it, too.
She's just sick.
I don't know what it is. I feel sick.
I think it
sick.
Might be the 1 mile run around the parking lot in the 30 degree snowing, raining weather. You hear that?
Yep.
Just constant phlegm all day, wheezing.
Aren't you worried? He's right next to you, Jeffrey. You worried about getting sick?
No, I try not to worry. Although, I will stick up for Doogie in this case with her and Gia because 90% of the Instagram pictures I've seen have her and Gia in the picture. So she's always spending lots of time with her daughter, which is admirable.
Listen
you know?
To these two.
That's what we did. Probably not a good idea to go running.
Well, good.
Sorry, we're sick.
I guess I won't do that then. I was going to. Plan on breaking your time, but I don't want to get sick. Yeah.
Well, it's nicer today, so there's still time.
I've got to take a break. We do have the shizzy, the news coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
Oh, I haven't even looked.
Okay.
To be perfectly honest with you.
Okay.
I have it laid out.
I often see that on the news, on television.
No.
When they start to tease what's coming up next in the next segment, they often go, well, you know, something's coming up after these commercials.
So the president of the United States is being sued. Huge scandal happening. I'll tell you who's suing the president next.
We'll be back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Excited because the show is expanding to a bunch of new cities. The rest of the crew is busy researching the age of consent in those states. Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in a moment. The news. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
A rock star gets beat up by his own son. I'll tell you the story. Who am I talking about? I have that for you next.
We'll get to that in just a moment. Dave in Dayton. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, man. First off, I just want to say I love your show, man. And very rarely do I ever disagree with something you say, man. I'll be honest. I mean, you crack me up, things you say about Doogie. But if your kids aren't the one thing that you put everything into, you put all your eggs in that basket, what is worth it?
Well, I get where you're coming from, but I think that what my mother was trying to say about Doogie is, If someone loses their child, God forbid, their life will still go on. Doogie, on the other hand, I think Doogie would just commit suicide immediately.
I think you're right.
If something happened to Gia,
because, or die of a broken heart.
Suicide. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I can. But when if you lose a child, it changes your whole life.
Oh, I bet.
Your life's never going to be the same again. And I got to give props for Doogie, you know, you don't get that time back with your child. And it's like, man, I can't believe I'm sitting here feeling bad for Doogie because y'all are ragging on her for the one thing that she does probably do right.
Well,
thank you. I appreciate that. I'll
just
take
wait
that.
Another 5 or 10 minutes, Dave. You'll go back to hating her again.
Yeah, the news is coming up, sweetie. Yeah.
thank you, Dave. All right, Doogie, speaking of the news, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Hit the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
After spending nearly 7 hours debating, the Florida House could vote on a school safety plan today that would arm some school employees in response to the shooting that killed 17 at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School last month.
Dieter's coughing. Is he getting sick?
No, I took a sip of this coffee and it's like mud. I feel great.
The state bill, which would raise the age to buy a gun to 21 and creates a program to train school personnel to carry concealed weapons, It does, of course, face criticism from both sides of the gun control debate. But we could get that voted on. They're poised to pass that bill on guns today. Meanwhile, speaking of schools, teachers in some West Virginia school districts, they're preparing to return to work today after state lawmakers finally unanimously approved a 5% pay raise that ends a 9-day strike that had closed schools statewide. So we did talk about that they were striking. Mm-hmm. They're looking to return.
Now other states, I saw the teachers are like, oh, that worked. Sweet. We're going to strike now, too.
Yeah, why not?
Let's talk politics. Before I tell you who is suing the president, this was a big story yesterday and will continue for quite a while. Donald Trump is losing another key member of his staff. White House Chief Economic Advisor Gary Cohn announced his resignation yesterday. This is huge. He said in a statement, it has been an honor to serve my country and enact pro-growth economic policies to benefit the American people, in particular, the passage of historic tax reform.
They had a disagreement over these tariffs that the president wants to put a 25% tariff on steel.
And aluminum.
And a 10% tariff on aluminum.
Yes.
And pretty much everyone
is against this.
I haven't heard one person say, this is a good idea.
Paul Ryan even came out and said, I am against this. Here's my question.
Somehow Trump got it into his head that there's this trade deficit, as he says. We $800 billion trade deficit. I don't know as if anyone has ever explained to him that that's because we just consume so much more than other countries and that it's not necessarily a bad thing that we have the economic strength and the economic might to actually get all that stuff and build things with it and consume it and all of that. And
here's the question, though. This is nothing new. This isn't the Donald Trump wakes up one morning, has an itch about something, scratches it, and everyone's like, what are you talking about? This is something that he has been preaching for years. This was promised on his campaign trail. So why now?
Well, I don't know why now. But what happens is you put a 25% tariff, basically a tax on imported steel. And then those countries that are getting hit with that, they go, oh, all right, what do you send us? We'll put a tariff on that. And then that slows the exports that we have. It's just...
Isn't China the person we should be dealing with? Like, they're the ones. Take it up with them, not all these other countries who will then raise prices and cause... Am I correct?
I don't know. Maybe there's a method to the madness. Who knows? Maybe it'll all end up better for us, I'm sure.
And he said yesterday... He wasn't done. He said he was looking to clean house. There were some other people.
Well, that's before this Gary Cohn resigned. And
he also tweeted no chaos yesterday, right before the guy left.
No chaos.
But he also liked the fact that he
heard a statistic that in this amount of time, he's had a 43% turnover rate in the White House. 43%, the next highest of all time. The next highest was 17%. That was Ronald Reagan. So that was the next highest. That's not even the average. The average is probably like 8%, but he's got a 43% turnover rate. Who wouldn't want to go work there? All right, go on.
Oh, my gosh. The other story I
Pete says, how often did Obama's people leave? I just gave you a statistic right there. The next highest turnover rate was 17%. That's the next highest, not the average, the next highest. Trump's 43%. So Obama's was lower than that.
Donald Trump's alleged affair with Stormy Daniels is in the news again as the porn star has now filed suit against the president. She claims the non-disclosure agreement designed to keep her quiet before the 2016 election is void because Trump didn't sign it.
Well, was he the person that was supposed to sign it? Does she not have an executed copy of this agreement?
I read that it doesn't matter if he signed it or not.
I don't think so. It wouldn't matter if he signed it.
He has to come out and either admit that he didn't sign it, which then admits that there was a payment made.
Right.
So it's put him in a weird position.
I don't know how weird of a position. The fact of the matter is, this is, to me, this is the tiniest scandal of all going on right now. But He doesn't have to sign this agreement. The agreement doesn't have to be between Stormy Daniels and Donald Trump.
Can't the lawyers sign on his behalf saying, hey, don't talk about Trump?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the same lawyer.
Yeah, that's who negotiated the agreement. It was between Trump's lawyer and her own legal rep.
I don't think Stormy Daniels has the best legal team. I'm just guessing. If you're a porn star, you probably don't have A-listers on your legal squad. And I think this is bad advice.
This just happened 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So you know he's running. All this is going on. I'm sure she could have any legal team she wanted. It wasn't 10, 15 years ago. This was 2 years ago, a year and a half ago.
Why could she have any legal team she wanted? You have to pay for a legal team. She's a porn star, dude.
You don't think a legal team would take this case? It's Donald Trump.
I because there's no case there. There's nothing there. That's like saying when I bought a car, the agreement that I signed for the car, well, it wasn't signed by the CEO of Ford, therefore it's invalid. Well, he doesn't have to sign. I mean, this is stupid.
I think that's a distraction.
Wrong.
I think that's wrong.
Fake news, as
You're
they
fake
say.
News. This is a funny
You are fake news.
A funny story.
What's going on with our things, Snitz?
I'm trying to switch the cameras back.
Let's keep going to black.
I know. I'm switching them all back to turn them all back on. They're all off.
There's an orthodontist that posted about a patient. A 17-year-old girl came in for a new retainer, and she claims that she broke her retainer. She clenched her teeth so hard during Michael B. Jordan's shirtless scene in Black Panther that she broke her retainer.
Oh.
I swear to you. I swear to God. And then Michael himself offered to pay for it. I swear to you. That's what happened.
Okay.
You don't think so? That's how excited she... I think it's okay. I think it's great. He tweeted, since I feel partly responsible for breaking your retainers, let me know if I can replace them. I think that's sweet. I like that story. Finally, who is the rock star who got beat up by his son? Tommy Lee. He came up on the end of the stick during an altercation.
Tommy Lee's kid?
I'm telling you. He had an altercation with his 21-year-old son, Brandon. And it was at Tommy's house. Brandon is the child that he had with Pamela Lee. He had a couple of kids with her, and Brandon reportedly claimed that he acted in self-defense, but Tommy tweets, hey, TMZ, maybe get your facts straight before you go reporting crap. My fiance and I were in bed when my son busted into the room and assaulted me. I asked him to leave the house, and he knocked me unconscious. He ran away from the police. That's the truth. So...
Don't your son kick your ass.
No.
From what I heard, Brandon...
You almost have to shoot your own son, right? You can't let him get away with it because you've lost all control.
Oh, yeah. Now the kid is the father in the relationship, and he's the son.
Well, I heard that he was drunk. The son was drunk and busted in. Things were happening.
Is this the song he made for his kid?
Yes. It's called Brandon.
This is horrible.
It was on Generation Swine.
Put this on an album.
It's just bad. By the way, I ran into someone who's a, you know, our Corey, our board op?
Yeah.
He's a big Motley Crue fan.
Oh, the biggest.
I ran into someone yesterday that went to high school with Corey. And they go, oh, I went to high school with your board op. And I go, oh, well, tell me about him. And she said that he was always a little bit odd. That he was really into music. I mean, just, she's like, man, this guy was really into music. Even back then. And that he would bring, she remembers him bringing in a record player so he could listen to the Monkees.
Where? Like in the gym?
I don't know.
During, like, study hall?
I don't know. Where? You bring in a record player. So.
Well, paid off.
Yep.
Made it. In the industry.
He is doing what he loves.
Right.
Is he?
If he wasn't, he should quit. He's been working here for 20 years.
He's got a freaking night show, dude. She board ups our show.
I know.
That's a huge thing.
I know, but he's so passionate. He's a good guy. I just wish that he would be in Hollywood.
Move. Just be move. If you're not happy,
that's his dream. That's his dream, is to be in L.A. and Hollywood and... doing all that kind of stuff.
What is that kind of stuff?
Rock star stuff.
He's like 50 now, dude.
That ship has sailed.
Yeah.
Your ship has never sailed. Don't ever cut anyone's dream down.
Corey, I don't mean to cut your dream down, but it's sailed.
Sail, my friend. Sail.
That's like me saying I'm going to be in the NFL. Okay.
Well, not you.
All right, is that it?
I'm done, baby. Now you
know how happy I have a... Jeffrey, come in here for a second.
I love the Monkees, by the way. How do you not love the Monkees?
Before my time. I'm not 80 years old like the two of you.
Sing it, sister.
Jeffrey, couple of things. Justin writes, Rover, if you think about what Jeffrey said he was getting his daughter for her birthday, a used Harry Potter book, you have to realize what a deadbeat dad he is. He has $4,000 in a bank account and he can't get her something beyond a used book. This guy is really a piece of garbage. Jeffrey had revealed that he's going to get this book for his daughter, right?
Well, actually, it's a box set.
Used?
That got off Amazon.
Now, my understanding is that, here's the story that I got from people around the radio station, that Jeffrey was going around people at the radio station asking if they had this Harry Potter book.
Yeah.
Asking if they had the Harry Potter book.
Actually, Rachel and Shales had offered that she had offered me a copy that she did. Had.
No. Yes, he was going around asking, do you have this book? Does your son have the, did he have this book?
To each person.
And then, like, the next day, it was, hey, can you go check to see if you have that book?
Oh, wow.
And so, in this particular case, Rachel in sales, she was like, so tired of him asking about this book. Here you go, Jeffrey. Just threw him a package.
But were you not there when she placed the order? Last week?
No, we just Googled searched it, you know.
Don't
and,
lie.
No, I'm not.
This is so ridiculous. So
whatever. Here's the thing. I got her the whole. I ordered the whole Harry Potter book box set.
But my understanding is that Rachel, she kept asking, "Do you have this book? Can you check if you have this book at home?" And then finally,
so for like a week, he's doing this.
The two of them are there, and Rachel actually goes online to Amazon.com and orders this Harry Potter book for Jeffrey
right in front of him.
Yes, yeah. It was like $3. She did it on Friday. It came yesterday.
Who paid?
Rachel bought it.
I thought you were saying you bought it off Amazon.
I got the actual.
This is what makes it so bizarre. So then, Jeffrey, after he knows that Rachel, the sales girl, bought him this book to give
the first
to
book
his
in the
daughter,
series. Yes,
he then goes online and buys the book himself.
Why?
But on
the
Monday,
box set.
Monday we had this whole conversation. I had known that this had already happened, and I'm like, why wouldn't you be
so
saying?
So you know the book is on its way.
I already knew that he has somebody else buying his daughter the gift and he doesn't say anything about it for $3. And he has all this money sitting in and he was going to go to the bookstore and find the book.
Jeffrey, did you go up to somebody and ask them for the book?
Well, I told Rachel, hey, look, this is my daughter. I was telling her this is what I wanted to get my daughter for her birthday.
Sure.
And she said that she might have like an extra copy laying around.
She checked. She did not have
it. And she didn't have it. Dude, and
so
I
then
said,
you went back.
I told her.
Well, real quick, Jeffrey, you went back 2 days later and then asked her again, like, did you find the book? Did you get it?
So no, I didn't.
He checked on, like, Wednesday, and she went home. Her son doesn't have it, so he went back on Friday, and he's like, do you have the book so I can give it to my daughter?
And then I told her.
She said
look,
no, so she's like, Jeffrey, it's like $5. I'll order it. And they
told her, you didn't have to do it. I was going to do it. But I also eventually, I thought that was the end of it. You know, she didn't have to do anything like that. I wound up getting the whole box set.
But you saw her order the book.
Yeah, you saw her order. Why order it twice?
She said, I'll give it to you next week. And you said, thank you.
Did you not believe her?
You even said, do you want me to give you any money? And she said, no, I've got it.
But, okay. And then, Well, and I wanted, and then also, and then I thought, you know, I don't know, but I she's now she's gonna have well two copies of one book, but she's gonna have the whole box set now.
Who
her
wants,
daughter?
Who wants two copies?
Well, maybe I want to read it. Maybe I want to read have a copy
yeah,
of myself.
Yeah, all right. That makes
well,
sense.
Well, either way, Rachel and Sales, thank you very much. I appreciate it and everything.
So it's a complete waste of her money, is the point, right?
I can always reimburse her the price of this one.
All right, $3.
Well, either way, my daughter's going to have a nice birthday.
Cool.
Did you go up to any other sales staff and say, hey, do you have the Harry
no,
Potter
I did not.
Any girls?
Yeah, girls?
No, I did not. Oh, Rachel was the only one.
Okay.
She's the only one I talked to about it.
Right. All right.
So, but my daughter's birthday is next week on Tuesday, and just guess what she wants for her birthday dinner? She told me.
Someone's leftovers? You want to ask what everybody has in their fridge?
No, Nad. She wants to hang out with a couple of her friends and have Taco Bell for dinner, so I'm going to leave, get a card and leave her $20. That's what
oh,
she wants
all
to
right.
do.
That's nice.
And we're gonna have them over at my house. We're gonna have a I have to get a nice little sheet cake from Dairy Queen. That's her
Perfect.
Favorite.
Are you gonna
so,
make
yeah, so she's gonna have a good teenage birthday.
Jeffrey revealed that he made meatloaf at his house recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you guys would be interested. Jeffrey, take it away. Explain your meatloaf recipe.
Oh yeah, we just got some meatloaf mix and my
What's in the meatloaf mix real quick?
Veal, chicken, and beef.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my wife went ahead and made it. And
explain the whole process. How did you make it?
See, this thing grilled me about this on the aftermath.
Okay, okay. Do it again.
Well, one, they're making all this thing. There's a specialized pan that you make meatloaf in. And my wife decided to use a cookie sheet to try to shape the meat into like a little loaf, you know. And then she told me, because I asked her about it, because when we talked about this, I talked to her afterwards, and she said, yeah, she used eggs and whatnot, whatever you put in meatloaf.
I hope this is much more exciting on the aftermath than it is here.
Jeffrey's original story was he took the wad of meat,
yep.
unformed,
okay.
plopped it on a cookie sheet,
uh-huh.
no seasoning, not even mixing it up together,
uh-huh.
put it in the oven at 400 degrees for 20 minutes, popped out. It had fallen apart and crumbled into just a cookie sheet filled with ground beef, basically, and then covered it in ketchup and ate it. So whatever story
you ate it?
Whatever story he's saying now is that there's
it's
eggs
not,
and seasoning.
True.
It's completely Whatever. Different.
You had eggs in there? You didn't have
yeah,
eggs?
Yeah, we had eggs. My wife said she had eggs in there because I talked to her about it. And like I said, I didn't think about it because I didn't watch her make it. So this right. time we had a more simplified dinner last night. We did pierogies. Frozen pierogies.
Oh, all right. Let me.
That was a ringing endorsement for RMG Plus with the aftermath.
Oh
I'm hoping it was way funnier, Charlie. Yeah. I did get an
Subscribe
email.
Subscribe to RMG Plus and
you can
go
hear
back
the...
and watch it.
hear about the frozen pierogies.
just put them on a cookie sheet, throw them in an oven for about 10 minutes. Here you go.
Didn't let turn
me,
the oven on.
listen, I have what could be potential bombshell information.
Oh, God.
Bombshell information when we come back.
What you do now, Jeffrey?
I have no idea.
Anything about Jeffrey?
I don't know.
Anything about Charlie?
No.
Are you engaged?
Anything about Nance?
Who knows?
Oh, no.
Anything about Doogie?
Me? No. I'm boring.
What about you, Dieter?
Oh, God, no.
Potential bombshell information. Life-changing information. We'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Rover's Morning Glory has been number one for over a decade. Don't worry, they have number two covered as well.
I had an unfortunate accident in my ass.
Now, back to the show.
This is potentially life-changing information that I have. Explosive information. Who do you think it's going to be about?
Jeffrey.
Nads.
Big Nads.
Yeah.
just because the his past 2 weeks have been rough.
Charlie, who do you think it will be about?
Nads.
Nads, who do you think it will be about?
It's always about me.
He even says himself.
Jeffrey, who do you think it will be about?
It's a toss-up between either me or Nads.
Have you done anything recently you can think of?
No.
Anything looming out there that you think, oh, if they find out, I'm screwed?
I don't know. Guys always ambush me anyway.
Does anyone have anything they want to fess up to? Nothing? Nads shaking his head no in there. Jeffrey also shaking his head no in there. All right. Well, there's nothing really to fess up because the target of this apparently does not even know. Let me read you this. My friend hooked up with blank. I won't even tell you who it is yet. My friend hooked up with blank in late 2016 on Tinder. She says she was on birth control at the time, but I guess it didn't work because she ended up pregnant. She almost had an abortion, but changed her mind at the last minute. She had a healthy baby girl and has only revealed who the father is to a couple of close friends and family members.
Oh, no.
She isn't telling blank. In fact, she doesn't want anything to do with him, especially because of blank.
Oh.
I personally think blank deserves to know, but she is adamant about not telling him. Peter, are you freaking out over there?
Any guy should be. This is life ruining.
Are you? Did you hook up with anyone on Tinder in late 2016?
No, not that I could think of.
Oh, Peter,
have you ever hooked up with anyone from Tinder?
No, I really don't use Tinder.
You really? You really don't use Tinder?
No, I don't, because it goes through Facebook.
You really don't use Tinder?
So
he says.
I'm not nervous about this.
Charlie, yeah, you've had a girlfriend for 10 years. You've been hooking up with anyone on Tinder. Jeffrey, have you hooked up with anyone on Tinder?
Do you know what Tinder is?
No, because I don't use Tinder.
Jeffrey's so happy right now. Well, you're obviously, this is pointed at me, which is obvious because I'm the only one that's ever probably used Tinder. But I hooked up with nobody on Tinder in 2016 whatsoever. So I don't believe this at all, if this is about me.
Was it late 2015, possibly?
No, late 2016.
Okay, so it's going to be early 2017?
Let me read this to you again, and I'll fill in the blank. My friend hooked up with Nads in late 2016 on Tinder.
What a relief.
She says she was on birth control at the time, but I guess it didn't work because she ended up pregnant. She almost had an abortion, but changed her mind at the last minute. She had a healthy baby girl months ago, and has only revealed who the father is to a couple of close friends and family members. She isn't telling Nads. In fact, she doesn't want anything to do with him, especially because of all of his addiction issues and his notorious reputation now. I personally think Nads deserves to know, but she is adamant about not telling him.
I don't believe this at all. It's not true.
Do you use condoms?
I mean, his nickname is Raw Dog for a reason.
He never uses them.
I have a girlfriend. I didn't hook up with anyone off Tinder, so this is just not true.
No, we're not saying now. When was this?
So this is late 2016.
Late 2016. That's not true. It's not true at all.
Could be during a breakup.
Yeah, you haven't had this girlfriend since late 2016.
I've had this girlfriend for much longer than that. This is not true.
What?
It's 2018.
Yeah, she hasn't lasted 2 years.
Yeah, it's not true. This isn't true. It's just not true.
You're not.
And this is also just like.
How long have you been dating your girlfriend?
I met her, December 2016.
Okay, so you weren't dating her in late 2016, right?
We were just seeing each other in December. Yeah. So this can't be true. This isn't true. And actually, this is like a dick move. If you have this information, you should probably tell me, like, hey, here's some information. Explore if this is possible. Do you know this person? Do you know this person?
Yeah, is this credible?
I don't know. This is just what I have received.
We got to call Maury.
The father. It's just not a cool thing to do. This isn't funny. This isn't great content. This is just like a life-ruining thing. And if you have this information...
It's not great content. I'm pretty entertained by it right now. Yeah, I think this is great content.
If you have any respect for me as a human, you would come to me off the air and be like, do you know this person? Is this, like, legit at all? Like, instead of just, like, throwing it out there. to do that.
Since
I think that's,
when have we, oh, why does that no, apply when, to you when, and not to anyone else on the show? This, it doesn't apply to Jeffrey when he's getting, oh, people are emailing or sending in stuff about him.
When it's this serious of an accusation, like, I just think there's a common courtesy to be like, hey, this is what I received. Is this credible at all?
Well, you should have nothing to worry about because you say that it's absolutely impossible that it's you.
I do not think it's me. Absolutely not. I don't think I'm the father of any child. But for you, I mean, just like, hey, just give me a heads up. This is someone's coming in and saying these kind of things.
Why shoot the messenger? This is an odd reaction, I think. Do you think that that's a strange reaction, Dieter?
Yeah, if somebody said you have a kid out there, I'd be like, yeah, right. I'd say, I want to get mad. I'd be like, there's no way. Did you ever hear anything, Nadge, during the time about a scare?
No, nothing. And I can't even recall because I left the one girlfriend and got straight with the other girlfriend. So it wasn't even, there was like barely in between time.
What does that mean, exactly? Say,
so I broke up with my current girlfriend, but my last girlfriend, and then got into a relationship basically right away.
Immediately?
Just basically right away.
Right off the bat?
Basically.
I remember some Tinder time. Do you remember talking about this on the show? Nats was on Tinder and...
That was before the other girlfriend.
Okay.
So you've only had sex with girlfriends?
Yeah.
You haven't hooked up with any girls. You went girlfriend to girlfriend?
Yes. I mean, it was like really short time. It was like a month or two.
And there were no girls in between there?
Not that I can recall.
Charlie, what do you know about the situation?
I don't know if there's girls in between. Not that I can remember. I mean... 2016, was he sober at that time? Was he still on probation?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Who knows?
I don't think it's true because I think Nads, he would know. Like, I think most of the girls he does hook up with, he knows. And he would...
Not if you're hooking up with them on Tinder. You don't know them.
No, but you'd probably say... Nads is a guy that would be friends with them on Instagram and be looking at their pictures, and he'd notice if the girl was pregnant at some point. And I think he would... Already kind of have an idea that, oh, this timeline's not good. Oh,
I don't know about
one night
this.
Stand, you hook up, and you're like, I never want to talk to this girl again. You ghost her, you ignore her, maybe she tried to contact Nads.
Nads isn't a ghosting kind of guy. Nads is a clingy guy.
With them, but after a breakup, is it usually, are they still friends, or they hate Nads after? I get the feeling people hate Nads after they break up.
They hate, oh, for sure, but I think it would get back to him.
They hate what?
Yeah, they hate him. Yeah, of course.
They do?
One person hates me. The rest are actually all fine.
So. Oh, okay. But anyways, I'm just saying that's all besides the point. I'm saying that he would know. A friend of a friend would end up telling him, this girl you met
not
once.
If you, not,
and there's definitely
no,
no one-night stands. Definitely no one-night stands.
It almost seems like you're attacking Rover because you're afraid this conversation, which if you were a diehard fan of the show for all those years, you know what Rover does. This is what he does. So the fact that you're attacking him on that is weird.
No, I just...
But no, listen, it almost is like you're attacking him because you're afraid of what your current girlfriend's going to think.
I think he's more upset that the accusation, it's just a rumor out there now.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
You know, it didn't happen.
But the rumor's out.
We've just aired rumors of me killing a dead special needs dog a few months
you
ago.
You hung it.
I hung a dead special needs dog.
True. Well, people now say that about him. It's a constant thing. Hung a special needs dog. So
anytime I see a dead dog, I think Nads did it.
Yeah, so I think that's it.
Yeah, it's just a baseless accusation, and now everyone's thinking I sired some kid.
Have you hooked up with on Tinder?
Like actually hooked up with?
Yeah.
Two or three.
Okay,
that's
so it is possible.
Yeah, and it's never one night stands. Never.
Okay.
And that was before.
Well, it didn't say it was a one night stand.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense.
It doesn't say that in the email.
Nads, were you sober in 2016? End of 2016. Do you remember this?
I don't remember hooking up with a girl off Tinder in 2016.
Do you remember?
When I was sober, yes.
Okay. Just kidding.
I mean,
we have to go back to like shows in 2016. What was happening then? Was Nads clean? Was he going through courts?
I think he was still on probation because he ended probation in March 2017.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a relapse of probation. It was extended because something happened.
I finished March of 2017. So
I think he relapsed March 2016, right?
No, before that even. Because I finished in March 2017.
Yeah, and then they restarted for a year from whatever the relapse date was.
Yeah.
So.
But you could easily, or maybe I don't know how Tinder works. Does it save who you hooked up with? I mean, do you know the people that you hooked up with?
Save?
I don't know how.
Put it in a folder. You bang this person.
No, but people that you've met. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Ah.
I just don't think it's possible because Nads would know.
He's clingy.
You don't know that you would know.
He's yes, he clingy. Would. He would know.
He's sappy and clingy with the girls that he...
Out of all of those three girls...
It wouldn't take this long for the kid to be born and he still doesn't know. Somebody...
If she didn't tell anyone...
That timing works.
What timing?
You said it wouldn't take that long.
The amount of time it would take. He would already know this.
This
wouldn't be news to him at all. He would already be totally aware of it.
Exactly.
Because if you ever have sex with a chick at any point, you see that they later get pregnant, you start doing the math a little bit right then. And Nads would know.
All of these three girls that you hooked up with, are you friends with all of them on Facebook?
And I can only think of two, actually, right now. So I think it's only been two. And yes, I am friends with both of them on Facebook, and either of them are pregnant.
Or have had a child.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know. I would be curious to see if anything more comes of this, or if I could have more information on this.
Is that a bad move of whoever that was, if this is true? I'm not saying it is, but if the mother doesn't want a father to know?
Yeah, I don't think it's any of this person's business who emailed in. If the mother doesn't want someone to know, first of all, if the mother doesn't want anyone to know, don't tell anyone.
Who the father is?
Yes. Why'd they tell somebody?
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone. But second of all, it's none of this person's business, really. I mean, I'm glad.
Do they give a name in there?
No name.
I bet it's the person who wrote in, and they want Nads to know, and this is a roundabout way.
But wouldn't you just email him directly and just...
No,
or email Rover and not make up this friend story. Just be like, hey, Nads, I want Nads to pay child support or whatever reason.
This is how they're doing it. They don't want to be blamed for it, saying, oh, a friend is writing in. This is the mother.
Mike, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Rover, how's it going?
Hey, what's happening?
Well, I was doing the math in my head, and if they hooked up with Nads in late 2016 and had a baby last month.
Didn't say last month.
I could have swore you said in that email just had a baby last month.
No.
What's the timing again?
Months ago.
Oh, okay.
Not a month ago.
Oh,
months.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said last month.
Huh. No. That would be a long pregnancy. That's like an elephant pregnancy or something.
Right.
No. So it could. The math adds up. The timeline potentially adds up, but Nads is denying all knowledge of this.
Seriously, zero knowledge. Do not believe anything, because there's nobody that it could possibly be.
Well, there you go. No reason to be pissed at Rover.
But no, but if I got an email, if I got the same email about you. Mm-hmm.
That's why you're in the phone screening room and he's there.
I get that, but I just feel like.
And you know what he does.
Like, I know. I get that you get potential bombshell information like this, that I could be a father out there. Like, that's great radio content. But at some time, is that blurred lines?
You don't think that it's possible that you could secretly father a child? It's impossible, even though you never wear a rubber with any of these girls.
And I say that I don't wear rubber, and, I don't always wear rubber, but,
Now you do wear rubbers?
No, I don't always wear them.
Rubber guy, no.
No, I'm not. Okay, let's change your name.
Rubber man.
I'm not rubber man.
Rubber man.
Well, he was with that one girl. I think she was with 80 different dudes or whatever. He didn't wrap it up with her.
And she had a history of some things. He still went through with it.
Yes. If you don't wrap it up for her.
Right.
Does anyone believe that he wraps it up?
No.
And she had an STD, right?
Oh, okay.
Allegedly.
Say it that way.
Craig, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Craig.
How come we don't talk about Dieter's arrest, you bombshell stuff?
What, Dieter's arrest?
Was he not arrested?
Were you in jail?
I don't know if it was arrested is the right term, but I need, once Rover gives me the go-ahead. Yeah, well, I need 7 to 10 days, and once Rover gives me the go-ahead, I will, of course, talk about that.
Uh-huh. I mean, why can't the other guys talk? Everybody's got to know about it. It's in the media that you got arraigned on throwing a beer bottle.
Oh, that. You're talking about a long time ago, man. This is different.
That's 10 years ago, Craig. What do you mean?
Okay.
10 years ago.
Let's talk about the latest one.
The latest what?
He said he was arrested last week, right? How come nobody wants to talk about it?
Well, if you really want to know the truth about that, that's because iHeart said do not talk about it. So that's why. iHeart didn't tell me you don't talk about Nads' baby.
He doesn't
baby
have
mama.
A baby.
He might.
He doesn't.
I don't know. He might. But, Craig, why don't you just call iHeart? Ask them.
Well, did you tell iHeart you were going to talk about Nads today?
He just said he didn't.
No, why would I tell iHeart I'm going to talk about Nads today? Well, why would they care?
I didn't tell you not to talk about it.
What?
Oh, my God. Okay.
What?
How would they tell you not to talk about it if they didn't know?
This is the most retarded conversation I've had all week.
Well, so, I know. I can't help it. You guys are retarded.
So, Craig, so if iHeart says don't talk about Dieter getting arrested.
Was he arrested or just in trouble?
Well, Craig just hung up. So if the company says, it's not that I wouldn't press Dieter, but the company said, don't mention this. Do not talk about this. The company said that. And you could say, oh, Rover, you're a pussy. I'd love to see you do it at your job. How about all of the people who are may want to call up? Oh, Rover, you're a pussy. Talk about it. Tell me where you work, and let's see how much of the issue you would press. You're the pussy. You wouldn't talk about it. Look, these guys own the radio station. They own the airwaves. If you want to buy me a radio station and say, Rover, you have carte blanche. Talk about whatever you want. Then buy a radio station and put me on it. But until then, kiss my ass.
If you know you're not a father, and I'm with Charlie on this, I think that he's too clingy. He knows the girls
throwing
that
a beer bottle. You got arrested for throwing a beer. This guy's like, I got a bombshell. That was 10 years ago. 10 years ago. And it's been talked about ad nauseum on the air, okay? 10 years ago. What a dumbass. What, Doogie?
No, I don't. I'm with you on that, Charlie. I don't think he.
It would come back to him by now.
I disagree.
The whole pregnancy, no one said, hey.
I disagree. I mean, I think it's entirely possible. I'm not saying that this story is true. I think it's entirely possible that you hook up with someone on Tinder.
Oh, sure.
And they get pregnant and you don't know about
it. Sure, I agree with that.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm the only guy that's railed chicks and then not kept up with their every life event after that.
But Nads is sappy.
I've railed a lot of girls. I didn't even know their name the next day.
Well, you're dirty.
Okay, maybe so. No dirtier than Raw Dog in there.
Yeah, that's gross.
No, it's a story as old as time. I bet this happens a lot. There's no possible way because there's nobody that it could possibly be.
Well,
so
there you go.
All right. So he's in the clear. Dieter, have you ever had a pregnancy scare
Of course.
Do you think it's possible that
something
like that could happen?
Celebrities all the time. Somebody comes out and go, hey, I have a kid. I want you to pay back child support. I never came after you, but yeah, I knew you were the father. So this happens all the freaking time. That's why I think there is a chance this is true. You don't remember. And if he was drinking or doing whatever at the time, you don't remember. You go to a party, you bang a chick, you raw dog it.
Well, this was supposedly off of Tinder.
Okay, even off of Tinder. What is Tinder made for?
Hooking up?
Right.
Getting laid?
And never once off Tinder, because I know this is like what you have in your head, is that like you just like want to bang and they'll come over and do it. Like the couple times I actually went out with the person and like took him on a date and stuff. So, I mean, it wasn't like.
But you still had sex with the person, right?
Eventually, yeah. I mean, with a couple people, yeah.
Charlie, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Charlie.
Hey, Dieter kind of touched on my point that what girl nowadays wouldn't go after Nads for child support? I mean, if that, you know, there's no. No one's that big of a saint that goes, oh, I don't want him to anything to do with the kid.
Oh, I disagree with you on this.
I had a friend that found out his kid was 5 when he found out it was his kid.
Really?
Yes. Look, I think that
5?
If you were a woman and you had a baby from Nads, all you have to do is listen to the radio to figure out, I don't want to have anything to do with this guy. I don't want this guy to have anything to do with my son or daughter. In this case, it's a baby girl, healthy baby girl, born in 2017 to Nads.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. All you have to do is listen to the radio and go, I don't want this dude in my kid's life. Who would want that hassle? Who would want that trouble? You know that he has no money, so what's he going to be paying in child support?
His parents have money.
Yeah, but you can't make his parents pay child support for him.
And it's just easier just to...
I get it. I'm a loser. I suck. Nobody wants me. I get it, guys. It's good stuff.
Do you think you're in a position right
now? Listen to this guy.
No, I know. I'm not in any position. I know. No. To raise a child, no. Would anybody want me to be, like, taking care of a child? No. I completely understand that. I know, guys.
What, Rover?
I just... Dan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, yo.
Yo.
So, look, you get skeptical anytime something like this pops up on the news. Like, a girl says Justin Bieber knocked him up. And I know Naz is like, you know, we're scaling down a lot. But is there not some skepticism that she's only telling a few people because she's lying?
Why even lie
That's
about that?
That's a good point.
Why would you even lie about it?
I got knocked up by Nads.
By Nads, a guy on the radio. Could you pick somebody else? Anybody else in the world?
Well, remember, when he does go to his AA meetings, people steal the logbook just to get his autograph. Right. So anything is possible.
Or to dick with me, which is probably what's going on here. No one's ever done that before.
I don't know if someone would make up that story.
Someone made up a story of me hanging a special needs dog.
But well, you were there for that, Nats.
Someone might have made up
a
story.
I was not there
but,
for that, Dieter. I know who did it.
But there's some truth to that.
There's not any truth to that. I know who did it. I know the name of the person who did it.
But you were friends with them. It was your town. There was
thick
truth
as thieves
to it.
Was the quote. That they were thick as thieves.
That's absolutely
him and those
wild.
Two guys.
I didn't even know the guy until high school, and this happened in middle school.
So the person who sent this email in may have made it up, but I can't imagine a girl making that up. If indeed there was a girl saying this story, I don't know why in the world she would make that up. Now, I can see a person making up an email just to dick with Nads, but anyhow, if you have any info on that, let me know. Laura says, Nads is such a liar. I was listening to old shows, and I remember when he was in an escape room with Charlie, and he wanted to leave because his girlfriend texted and wanted to get back with him. He said he took a break from her and hooked up with a couple of girls during that break.
That's not true. I was with her the whole time. And it wasn't because she wanted to get back with me. We were just hanging out that night.
Charlie, you were there. Do you remember?
We were at the escape room, and he did leave, but it was just to go meet up with his girlfriend. I don't remember the specifics on...
I think you even...
No, I thought they were broken. They were broken up.
And you're like, why would you leave early?
Oh, yeah, yeah, they were broken up.
You yelled at him.
Yeah, he left to go hang out with her.
So they were. So he wasn't with her the entire time. Now, I don't know in that episode. I haven't listened to that for a long time. I remember the story, but I don't know if Nad said he hooked up with any other girls during that time. I'm just...
No, because I haven't.
Which girlfriend is this?
Do you think Nads could be, I'm picking up on this now. Is Nads just so adamant that, no, this is impossible, this is impossible, this is impossible because of, like you said, Dougie, but he wasn't dating this girl in 2016, allegedly, this current girlfriend. Is he trying to be like, I've never been with anyone... I don't know. Why would you?
Because the period between relationships were so short, and there were no Tinder hookups.
But didn't you break up with the current girlfriend that you have now? Didn't you break up with her for a while?
No, not a while at all.
No, they've been together the whole time.
Well, what was the escape room then?
We were at an escape room, and she was coming to my town to hang out with me that night.
But that was because you guys were broken up.
No, we weren't.
Yes, you were.
No, we weren't.
I remember.
Wait, is this the same girl?
Yes, it's the same girl. No, we weren't.
Oh, then they were.
You weren't broken up with this girl?
You guys have never broken up?
Like a day or two, but like nothing.
Charlie, did they break up?
I don't know if they were broken up at that time. I don't remember.
They break up.
You just said they were broken up.
Like a day or two.
You're telling me that it's true. I don't specifically remember. I remember him leaving, and it just pissed me off because he was leaving. Whether he's broken up with her or not, we were doing something, and he ditched me for a chick. That pissed me off.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you have to go back and listen to that episode and see. Yes, Jeffrey, what is
it? You got a tip?
Well, the only thing I can offer in this conversation, if to really, truly be sure if whether or not that child is Nads, is for him, this is his option, to take a DNA test to find out for sure if whether or not it is his.
Call
but
Maury,
I think it's great.
Right?
I wouldn't call Maury, but I'm just saying that would be the surefire way because, you know, those tests do hold up in court.
Nads is doing awesome, though, because the girl doesn't want anything to do with him. So, like, what does he have to worry about right now?
Ooh,
that's
come
true.
After him.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, just maybe it might make him feel better and maybe not as nervous because you never know. Women are can be unpredictable.
But wouldn't this be a life changer?
Yes, to know you have a kid out there.
To change your life for the better.
So it's a positive.
To live for them.
No, I have another friend, and I'm pretty sure he knows.
Oh, no.
He has a kid out there.
She doesn't
want anything to do with him, and he pretends that he doesn't know that it's happening. And he just, yeah. No, so if they don't want to go after him, then he's okay.
I mean, I bet you that changes down the road, you don't think?
If he makes any money in radio, she's going to go after him.
Who?
Nads. Once he makes it in radio and makes $1 million, she's going to go all over him.
All right, I've got to take a break. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Your life doesn't get better by chance.
If your life had a face, I would punch it.
It gets better by choice. Choose Rover's Morning Glory and improve your life. Kind of.
Came in was an accusation that Nads fathered a child with a girl on Tinder, and they hooked up in late 2016 is what the email said. Nads vehemently denies that this could be possible. Dan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, Yover, what's up, man?
Hey.
Hey, so just wanted to give a quick call. I'll preface by saying I'm not going to, like, give out any names. I'm not 100% positive that this is the same person that the email is referring to. But my wife has a good friend of hers who has about a five.
That your phone cut out. What?
Sorry, yeah. My wife has a very good friend of hers who's got about a five-month-old.
Uh-huh.
And she had mentioned that, you know, her friend isn't sure who the dad is. And my wife had said to me, because she knows they listen to the show every day, hey, do you know who this Nads guy is? Because she mentioned him, but she's not too sure. And I said, you know, isn't that the same one who kind of gets around, like, a lot? And she's like, yeah, so who really knows? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, if it's her, you never really know. And I just never thought of nothing of it. And then when you guys just started talking about it, it popped back in my head. And I'm like, oh, man, it could be, you know, that person that's saying it. But I know that she likes to get around quite a bit, if it's the person that the person in the email is writing about, at least.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Well,
he did give me a name off air. Don't know who that person is. Never heard that name in my life.
Yeah, I don't want to give it on air because...
Well, why would you think that person hooked up with Nads?
Well, my wife said that she mentioned that name. She didn't know who the dad was, and she mentioned his name, among others.
Well, I'm not going to mention a name unless I banged him.
But Nads says that he's never met this girl, ever. Doesn't know who it is.
Yeah, I have no idea on that. I just know that she brought it up to me a while back when you guys started talking about it. It made me wonder.
Mm-hmm. You have a name?
I don't have a name.
You don't have a name in your email?
Email me the name, Dan, and I'll look into that.
All right, you got it, man.
All right, thank you. Rover at roverradio.com. We didn't find out about Nads' girlfriend until June 23rd, 2017. But he says that they were dating in December of 2016.
What?
That's what he said.
Yeah, I met her right before Christmas, and then... We were together, but not official, but I wasn't with anybody else.
Christmas 2016, you were together?
Mm-hmm.
And we found out 6 months later.
Okay.
In June of 2017. How did you meet your girlfriend?
Instagram.
Instagram. Okay. Did you meet anyone else on Instagram? Maybe it's Instagram, not Tinder.
Nope.
I mean, that could be used as a, it wasn't Tinder. I didn't hook up with anyone from Tinder.
Nope.
No. Mm-mm. All right. All right. Well, maybe this is all much ado about nothing. Maybe Nads is right. Maybe he has no secret love child out there.
Let me ask you a question, Rover. Yes. If Nads had an email and he said, anyone want to fess up? Rover, somebody claims that you're the father.
There was Doogie's child.
No, that's every other day. that there was a girl that you banged and she didn't want to say anything, but you are the father and you have an 8-year-old kid. What would you do as far as your current fiance? Would she be furious if she found out? Would she leave you?
No. Wait. If I knocked up someone before I started dating B2?
Yeah, and you found out you have an 8-year-old kid.
No.
Not Gianna.
No, of course not. Why would she leave me for that?
Dieter?
I mean, she'd be upset if I knocked the girl up.
Now?
During. Yeah, I get that.
What's wrong?
If it was before, what does that matter?
What's going on?
I think somebody just hung up on Nads.
Some girl got scared to go on the air, said that she knows who did this. She's friends with her at work, and she hates me for some reason, mentioned doing this, and is dicking with me.
Cool.
Well, I don't think that's true because I saw where that person was calling from, and that's...
Because, Doogie, you're throwing an accusation out into the public spectrum. Millions of people could listen to this and think that I sired a child.
But if you didn't, who cares?
Rover, again, you guys accuse... There was an accusation that I hung a special needs dog in middle school, and now people call me a dog killer.
Uh-huh.
This is a real thing. Like, what you guys say, what we say means something. And so when you come at me with an accusation, this is just getting beyond ridiculous. It is. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I was out, like, shouting.
This is beyond ridiculous?
Yeah, what's going to be, like, I'm just shouting the N-word, like, running down the street. Like, I don't know where it stops.
Yeah, I mean, this is what's baffling to me. If you're... I don't know why you get riled up. If someone emailed and said that I fathered a kid and I knew that I didn't father the kid, why would I get riled up about that? The response is bizarre to me. Maybe I'm reading too much into it.
Because I have to deal with people. I have to deal with my girlfriend now. I have to deal with my family. They're like, are you really a father? What happened? Tell me, are you a father? What happened?
No, case closed.
But you just, you say no. That's crazy.
Your girlfriend's
that didn't
fine.
Happen.
It
Mom
is.
And dad's fine.
It is crazy.
But it's
so
fine.
Why worry about it then?
I'm not worried about it.
You're freaking out about it.
No, I don't like.
I'm not it's worried.
Beyond ridiculous.
I'm not worried.
No, it's just.
I'm not worried, Rover.
His hands are all bendy.
That's every day.
I'm not worried about it.
All right, Todd in Chattanooga. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Todd.
I just want to know, since we're open about everything, and it may not be a big deal, but every other day, about 10 o'clock, Dieter runs off and never comes back. Where does he go? Has there been an explanation for that?
This is riveting, anything, I'll tell you. Watch.
The company has him doing something that is required when we add on a new affiliate. So that's what he has to go and do.
Correct.
And that's at roughly 10 o'clock. It's nothing exciting or, actually he's fathering a child in the back office.
Every day. That'd be a new child.
That'd be fun.
He's swiping right on Tinder and banging the girls out in our office. All right, Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hit the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
I'll get the pain over with right now. I'll do this story. Usually I do entertainment story at the end, but I want Nads' paternity and all of that, the child, love child, I want that to end. So I'll start with TMZ reporting that Lil Wayne might be father of a 15-year-old teenager.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, named Dwayne Watson.
You have Lil Wayne, you have NBA players, and you have Nads. Yeah. They're all fathering these children.
The boy's mother, Keosha Watson, says that she and Wayne had a sexual relationship that led to her pregnancy back in June of 2001, and she gave birth to a son in 2002. She first went to court 2 years ago to try to establish paternity and get support from Wayne. Now he plans to take a paternity test to find out for sure. TMZ source also says that if Wayne is indeed the father, he'll take full responsibility and pay whatever amount he's legally required to pay. If Watson's claims are true, young Dwayne would become Lil Wayne's fifth child.
See, this does happen all the time.
Isn't that weird that that happened and then this story?
Yeah,
happened?
People are like, no, this never happens. Yeah, every day.
All right, now I'm going to move on, Nads. For the second time in a week, there's a powerful northeastern forecast to slam a nor'easter. It's going to slam into the mid-Atlantic and northeast today, and they're saying it's promising more power.
Are you the only person that's annoyed by the name nor'easter?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Is it Easter and North together?
Yes.
Or it's northeastern, but they call it a nor'easter. Like that.
It's dumb. I hate these names.
It's going to cause a lot of problems. We're going to have travel issues. The National Weather Service issued a winter storm warning already for eastern Pennsylvania all the way through most of New England from late last night into tomorrow. And accumulating snow is forecast to reach Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York City, and Boston. And the good news is the storm is not predicted to be as potent as the bomb cyclone that battered the region last week. That cyclone, that snow, that caused at least 7 deaths. You know the YouTube, or rather, do you know the family in California that had all of those kids that were shackled, the yeah. mom and dad, and they kept them shackled, and they would be up late at night, and finally one of the older kids got out and called police, and then now they're all free, but the mom and dad are in jail. Well, it turns out now that videos have emerged giving a glimpse of the lives of those group of siblings who were shackled and starved inside their parents' California home. Their parents, David and Louise Turpin, they've pleaded not guilty to torture and other charges. And the videos were posted to YouTube by the couple's 17-year-old daughter under an alias. A video posted with the ABC News story shows the daughter in her home in Paris. It's not Paris, France. I don't know if it's Paris, California.
Yeah, there's a Paris out there.
Texas.
Yeah, because they lived in two different places. They moved from the one home. So in Texas, she was singing songs that she wrote. She sings, "You blame me for everything. You blame me in every way. You blame me for what they say, what they say." So those videos have emerged.
I have the videos, but I guess it's not great.
Okay.
My understanding. It's the quality. All right, go on.
If this is pretty interesting. If you're going through a divorce, do you do a divorce auction? Do you get rid of everything and try to make some money off of it? Would you? Probably not.
Like what? What are you auctioning off? All your property, your belongings?
How about if you're Russell Crowe and you are going through a divorce and you have an auction, a garage sale? That's exactly what's happened. A lot of stuff that he's got, A Beautiful Mind, Gladiator, all those kinds of things. He's clearing out dozens of pieces of memorabilia from his celebrated acting career in what he is calling a divorce auction.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Getting rid of everything.
Gladiator, it's a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful Mind sucked.
Yep, there you go. That's the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
The show's always on.
You're on Rover's Morning Glory.
When you're on, roverradio.com.
You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Matt.
Yo, Rover, how you doing today, man?
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, I just want to bring it back real quick to this whole Nadge thing. And I was doing some thinking here, and I kind of feel where he's coming from as far as him getting a little bit irritated at you about bringing it up on the air without letting him know. And just wanted to ask you, because if I remember right, this kind of came about in the past when it had something to do with Dumb getting an email about you and him going to douchey without giving you a heads up, and you got pretty mad at Dumb. So I'm just wondering, isn't it kind of the same thing?
I don't know if it's kind of the same thing. I don't even remember what that email was about, to be honest with you.
That's the day that Dumb almost punched you.
I forget what happened.
Yeah. I don't even remember what it was.
I do. Dumb got an email or a phone call about you doing something, Rover.
Uh-huh.
And he told Doogie this thing.
Cheating, maybe?
Yes.
Okay.
After Doogie and I broke up or something?
Yeah, but then you were very mad that he went to Doogie with this information and even spread this information instead of going to you with it. He said, you kept saying, if you hear anything like this, you should always come to me with it first.
Yeah, so I can go on the air with it. That's why.
Well, no, you were guilty, too.
Don't go behind my back and tell Doogie.
Did I say anything?
Wait a second. Hold on.
You kept saying the bro code.
This was after the fact. I don't know about bro code, but this was after the fact.
It was not like Doogie. It was all about bro code.
It's not like Doogie didn't know about this.
Yeah, that's what made it weird. You were so mad about it.
Were they still together at the
time? No. They were totally broken up. So, but then Doogie.
I remember Dumb was just trying. He was trying to be like a little weasel and get in good with Doogie.
I think it was a phone
call. That's what annoyed me about it. It wasn't.
Well, I'm awesome.
The info was already out there. I mean, this wasn't like secret info or anything.
You were very mad about it.
He was trying to weasel his way into Doogie's good graces.
And then Doogie immediately went and instead of keeping her source anonymous. Ratted Dumb out.
And getting good with Rover.
Dumb told me this information.
Because I wanted Rover back.
Yeah.
I was in love. Sorry, Dumb. I apologize.
Country Chris, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Country Chris.
Rover, yo.
Yo, what's happening?
Dieter, yo.
Yo.
Hey, man, I had 2 points on this. One, this actually did happen to me. Me and my ex-wife, before we got married, split up for like a year, and I ended up getting like hooking up with this other chick twice. Got back with my ex, and while 6 months into us being back together, with just got engaged. My kid's mother actually texted me and said she's pregnant, but that she didn't want me in my child's life. She was just going to get money from me. I ended up not saying anything to my ex at first because I thought it was just, you know, weird timing. Hey, we just got engaged. 2 days later, I get a text saying that my ex hookup fling whatever is now pregnant. Went like maybe 3 weeks, and then I got sent a sonogram. Now, this is 6 months into her pregnancy, mind you this, and she said she just found out she was pregnant. So I end up telling my fiance at the time, and she flips out. We end up staying together, getting married. Well, they both made my life a living hell. And
what does this have to do with anything? I can barely follow this story.
Are you a father of that kid or
what's
not?
What's the point?
Yeah, yes, I am. But the point is that the accusation of it being out there is one thing. And for y'all to act like saying that Naz is flipping out for no reason, I mean, he gets yit on almost every day for almost anything he says. Like, he could not, like he said, that email has nothing to do with
Naz that. In there shaking his head, yes. He's persecuted.
I mean, obviously he didn't hang a dog, but that day on Twitter.
We don't know.
Yes, you do. I didn't.
I mean,
he didn't.
We don't know.
But I'm saying there's hundreds of tweets to him that day of people saying, if I see
you, boo-hoo! Oh, my God! People are tweeting at you. Boo-frickin-hoo!
But
really?
Get off Twitter.
People
then.
Are tweeting at you?
I'm not worried.
Oh, my God!
I'm not the one.
I'm crying.
Hey, I'm not
people
the one,
are tweeting at
I'm not
me?
The one crying about that, Rover. I didn't say that. Okay.
This is something, but a kid is way more serious than something like that. Like
Country Chris, let me ask you something. If you got married, would your wife be upset if it turns out that 6 months before you met your wife, you knocked up a girl and you didn't know about it, and now you learn about it? What could your wife say? Why would she be upset?
Oh, well, she could be upset, trust me. Like I said,
why? Why would she be upset? This is like girls who get upset when they find out you've slept with another girl before them. Well, of course.
The disappointing thing is that you were not, like, now you're married to this girl and your first child won't be with her. That's what my biggest thing was with my ex-wife was, that my first child won't be with her anymore. We were supposed to have that life together. That could be a game changer. I mean, we got married because we thought we could make it work. The marriage lasted 7 months out of an 8-year relationship. And, I mean, it majorly had to do with the fact that the kid's mother was making life hell. I had another kid with another woman, and I'm supposed to be having a family with her, and she just couldn't deal with it anymore.
So
that's a big thing for a
so
chick, dude.
It was hard for me to even follow the story. So you actually do have a kid with another woman, is that correct?
Yes. I mean, I'm not married to that girl anymore. I had sex with this girl twice.
Okay, but Nads is claiming that all of this is BS and he doesn't have a kid. So what does he have to worry about?
He doesn't have a kid.
Just got another call from Rochester that this is a girl dicking with me and I have her name too. So if Leslie from Rochester want to call in, give me a call.
Well, she's from Rochester, this chick?
Did you bang a girl in Rochester?
No.
Okay, well, there you go. He didn't do it.
I'm not saying that it was true, but the fact that the accusation is getting thrown out there could make this a bigger thing than it has to be.
I don't think accusation came from Rochester, by the way. But
didn't you just accuse Dieter's fiance? What did you do to Dieter?
Yeah, last week you said, oh, you have a kid on the way. She was pregnant. She's in the hospital. I said, no. I laughed it off. I go, no, I swear to God, there's no way that's possible.
Let me see here.
What are you looking for?
I'm just reading through some stuff I'm getting. Let me take a break.
Okay.
866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. We'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Jeffrey LaRoque.
Question for Jeffrey. If he's married, why is he out trying to hit on chicks all the time? And what's he going to do when he brings home gonorrhea to his wife? I'm just curious.
Who? Donna Reed?
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Clint, you're on Rover's Morning Glory in Indiana. Good morning, Clint.
Yes, sir. How you guys doing?
Hey, man. Hey, what's happening, bud?
Well, hey, I should have tuned in earlier. Actually, I'm a truck driver, and I'm passing through Dayton, and this is where I picked you up at. But you guys were talking about kids this morning, man. And, I mean, me and my wife, we got a five-year-old, and, you know, he's it's something else, man. Like, having kids is awesome, dude. You know, like, I used to be a pretty independent guy, and I really enjoyed my time and everything else like that. But, you know, like, I'm a car guy, and I like watching NASCAR and stuff like that. Right. But, you know, what's cool is that you raise your son to how you wanted to be raised or how you were raised. And what I'm getting at here is my boy, he loves, like, everything that I love, man. Like, that kid will sit there and watch NASCAR with me. He won't bother a bunch of crap or wine or anything else like that because we're watching NASCAR. If I'm working out in the garage on our little bag dually, like, he comes out there and works on it.
But here's the key point, Clint. I get it. You're having a good time. I love kids, too. I don't have any kids, but I think I would enjoy having kids. But here's the key point. You said you and your wife have a five-year-old. That's the key difference. If you knock up a girl that's a one-night stand or a fling that you had for a month or something like that, if you knock that girl up, kids aren't so fun anymore because normally those chicks turn out to be wackos. They're crazy. And now you are stuck with this girl for 18 years because you have a kid together, and whatever you do, you cannot get rid of this crazy woman. So if you have a kid with your wife, that's one thing. But with someone you met on Tinder, that's bad news. And Clint, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. And be careful on your drive. Where are you heading to? Where are you going?
Actually, I'm going up to Canton, Ohio today.
All right. Well, you can pick us up in Canton. He'll be picking us up all the way to on 100.7. You can pick us up there.
Come on, man. Cool, dude.
All right. Be careful, Clint. Tiffany in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Then I have something else NADS related. It's on a little lighter note. Good morning, Tiffany.
Hello there.
Hi.
I'm calling because this actually happened to me. My daughter's father, and I use that term loosely, married a lady when my daughter was 8 years old and did not tell her for 3 years. So she found out
I'm sorry.
I'll break it down because I talked to her on the phone.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so she was with a guy.
Yes.
Okay. They had a kid.
Okay.
Yes. They broke up.
Okay.
The guy later got remarried.
Yep.
And he didn't tell the
and
new
did
wife.
Did not tell.
That he had a daughter.
He had a daughter.
Who was 8 at the time.
Yes.
So, I mean, it wasn't just like a...
That's weird, man. That's really weird. But I can see how people do that because you start dating a new woman. Right?
And maybe she says on like the second date, like,
I hate kids.
And then you're like, oh, damn, better keep this under wraps.
But,
then the further you get into that, you can't bring it up because then when you bring it up, the chick's going to be like, you have an 8-year-old? Why didn't you tell me that a year ago? Right.
Yeah. In my opinion, I think it, honey, it's.
He found out by getting served with court papers for him. That's how she discovered it. And she divorced him over it. So I think it really comes down to if you knew beforehand and if you were honest about it.
Yeah, I had one pregnancy scare that I can remember. Like clearly, well, there was a couple. There was one when I was real young and a girl said, oh, I'm late, but we were breaking up and I learned early on. I was probably about 20 at the time. That's when I figured out, oh, chicks will use this in order to try to stay with you. It's a dumb move, ladies. Because if a guy is breaking up with you or things aren't going well with that guy, the last thing that's going to make it better is you telling him, I think I'm pregnant. He's going to avoid you even more. This is the dumbest plan that a woman could ever have to get back together with a guy, is fake a pregnancy.
I had a girl do that, too. And then we had to go to the abortion clinic and everything. I had to beg her to abort this child that I had made.
And she took it all the way to the abortion clinic. She kept up the ruse.
Oh, for weeks. She knew. Just me calling her every 10 minutes. Hey, we're going to still do this? What's going on? Ah, I don't know. I might want to keep it. And then I'm constantly calling her. I remember she went out. She went to Canada for her birthday.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't go because we'd broken up.
Uh-huh.
But my brother went along because he was friends with him. And I was like, you just got to keep feeding her drinks the whole time you're
oh
over there.
God.
You have to get rid of this baby. You need to. And that was his mission as a baby assassin.
Jeez.
To feed her drinks.
Oh, my God, Charlie.
How is that wrong? Well, then when she comes back, I can say, oh, I heard you were drinking a lot with, like... You
know, I can't have a mother of my child.
Fetal alcohol syndrome, kid. Like, what are we going to do here?
And she lied about the whole thing. How old
are
you?
Oh, I believe, yeah, in the end... I don't know. It was like 12 years ago, maybe. I don't know. She took it all the way to Planned Parenthood and the waiting room, waiting to be seen. And I don't think she even had an appointment. And later on, I didn't put it all together. But we're waiting in the waiting room for 2 hours, and I smoke at the time, but I'm like, I'm not going out for a cigarette because I want to make sure I'm here. For when she goes in the doctor's office, I get to go in too and hear what's happening, get this information.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was 2.5 hours eventually. I was like, all right, I'm going to go have a smoke. The second I walked out.
That's when she supposedly gets called back?
Called into the appointment. And then I go in. I smoke really fast. I go in. She's gone. She might have just been in the bathroom at the time. She comes out. She's like, oh, yeah, they just gave me these abortion pills. We just have to take these pills. And I think they were just 2 Tylenols at the time. Yeah.
Wouldn't they have you take it right there?
I was just like, yeah, let's see.
And would
they
even have them on hand, or would they give you a prescription that you have to go get filled?
Things were moving really fast for me, and I was just like, as long as she takes these, I'm okay. I'm in the clear, and I can finally never talk to her again.
Well, this happened when I was 17 also. A girl I was breaking up with, just like you, said she was pregnant. But I took it a little differently. I said, well, okay, I plan on keeping the baby and staying with her.
Yeah.
Until I found out from her friend that she was lying, and I was...
She lied about the whole thing.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Isn't it? This is the dumbest idea for women to...
But does it ever work?
Well, the one with me, there's that one. And then one time, there was a girl that it was a total one-night stand. It was a stripper, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably the only stripper I ever had sex with. And someone told me, like, I think it was like a month and a half, or maybe 2 or 3 months later. I don't remember exactly the timeline. A person who knew her goes, oh, yeah, you hooked up with this chick like 2 or 3 months ago. I'm like, yeah, I remember that. She's pregnant. And I was like, oh.
It's got to be you then.
I go, wait a second. Hold on. They're like, yeah, she's like 2 months pregnant. And I'm like, well, I just hooked up with her 2 months ago. Whatever the timeline was, it was, oh, man, it was dead on. So then I'm just sitting there. I remember sitting there just with my cell phone, and I'm like, boy, this is a one-night stand. I've never talked to this chick on the phone. I have her number, but what do I do at this point? What do you do? I made the call.
To get an abortion?
To figure out what's going on. I mean, how awkward is this phone call?
Yeah. Hey,
like 3 months after the one night stand, she gives her number that night, like, oh, yeah, call me. And then you never call. And then 3 months later, you're calling. It's like, hey, it's Rover. She's like, oh, hi. I'm like, yeah. So I think I just went right into it. Like, yeah, so... I heard you're pregnant. Yeah.
Oh, God.
How far along? 3 months. Okay, because I met you 3 months ago. Oh, you don't have to worry about anything. It was someone else's.
How do you know she's telling the truth?
Yeah.
And so she pops it out and you have to pay for it.
You could have a kid.
Hey, this is getting ridiculous. Don't make that accusation, Doogie. This is affecting my life.
Seriously, what if that kid really is?
How do you know you don't?
Yeah.
I took her word for it because I put all the faith in strippers.
Don't you want to wonder, like, don't you want to find out if that's yours?
No, not in the least.
Have you looked her up on Facebook?
No, I don't even remember her name. No.
Oh, we got to find out.
I want nothing to do with.
Could you have two kids already out there?
Two?
Gianna?
Oh, Gia. Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
And then the stripper's kid?
If Gia could have a sister, a stripper kid.
You've never once thought?
Not once.
Really?
Not once. This is the most I've thought about it, telling this story since then. I go, whew, man, I got off that call. I was like, whew, thank God. I was freaking the F out.
Where were you living at the time?
I'm sure the girl was probably the nicest, sweetest girl. I don't know her. Probably a very nice person. A lot going for her. I don't know.
Where were you living?
But I just go, oh my God, this would, here, I was living here. I'm like, oh my God, I just cannot imagine being connected at the hip to some woman that you don't know for the next 18 years.
If it was here in town, so you've been here 15?
15 years, that's right.
So I'm guessing by now they would have come out and said, hey, you're the father. By now.
You would think.
How old would the kid be?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I don't even remember how long ago this was. I mean.
Were you in a relationship at the time?
No.
Were you with me at the time?
Yeah, that's what that call was about. Dumb got that call from the stripper. Rover is the father. And I said, Dumb, you dick. You should have told me. And then he moved his ring to the other side and he was going to fight me.
That's funny. Who's Charlie talking to?
Oh, I don't know. Charlie's. I don't
know.
What's Nads doing?
Nads is on his cell phone or something, I think. And Charlie is on.
This girl's very nervous. Number four.
Anonymous, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hi, I actually know the person that called in or texted. She made it up. She hates Nads. Seriously, I work with her.
How do you know that she made it up?
Because she was talking about it. She's like mental. And she hates drugs. She hates bad. Can't stand him. I have text messages.
But did she text in to Rover?
Yeah.
Okay, Rover.
Yeah.
Was it?
And she's apparently she's yucking it up at work right now.
It was an email, not a text. Yeah, it was an email, so I don't know if this is accurate or not. And
I don't know, text, email,
and not exactly, but what did the girls, so what do you mean you have texts from her? What does it say? I'm going to make a false allegation against Nads.
I said, I'm listening to Rover. Did you like email or text in? And she didn't respond, but at work they're all listening, like prepping.
But why would you suspect her of sending this in. When you text this girl, I'm listening to Rover, and there's an allegation that Nads fathered this child. Did you send that allegation in? What would make you believe that it was her?
Because she said she was going to do it.
What did she say exactly?
And she told me. She just can't stand him. She hates the whole drug thing. Hates to cry. But she's completely mental.
My question is, what exactly did she tell you? She told you in advance, I'm going to email into the show and say Nads knocked up a girl? That's what she said?
No, she said I should email into Rover.
I should email into the show and say what?
She said I'm sick of him. I wish he would just get fired off the show. She just hates Nads. We're getting ready and she just hates him.
Why would that fire Nads? Why would anyone fire Nads if he knocked up a girl?
Well, they were telling me it could probably ruin his life. So, I mean, you tell me.
This call is more suspicious than the original email.
Yeah, she suspicious. Told no. She gave me a lot more information off the air that she's not going to repeat the person's name, where they work.
I don't need to know that. I'm just trying to narrow it down to what they actually said in advance. So they said, I'm going to email in and make an accusation that Nads knocked up a girl in December of 2016. That's what they said to you?
Yeah, she kind of has problems upstairs if you're picking up and putting them down.
Oh, we're picking it up.
What is her email?
I know you're not picking it up, but
what does her email start with?
I can't tell you.
I mean, just the first letter.
You know
what? L, because that's her name. But she's probably listening to me right now.
Unless she did it from a fake email address, I suppose that's possible. She could do it, but it didn't start with an L.
It did?
No, it did not.
I'm out sick today, but I called my job and said, hey, can you get her to go in and stuff? This is what she's doing. They're like, holy crap, she actually did it. What the heck? Like, because she just hates Nads.
I know that she hates Nads, and she may hope that Nads gets fired, but I just find it odd that the... I find it odd that her plan to get Nads fired is to email in and say he knocked up a girl in December of 2016. That's your big plan to get Nads fired? Like I mean, out of all the things Nads does.
I don't know. She's a weird person.
Okay. All right. Hold on, Anonymous. That sounded strange. More suspect than the actual email to me. Charlie, what did you think?
I don't think so. I think that sounds believable. That a person says, I'm going to email in, then you receive an email, and then you ask her, like, what's your friend's email start with? I don't know what anybody's email
starts
with.
Send me a copy of the text message, then, that says, I'm going to do this. If you send that to me right now, I'll believe it.
Didn't say she texted it. She said that she said
it. No, she said, I have text messages.
No, she says she has texts to her work or whatever about this subject, but she said she made it sound like at work she's walking around saying that she was going to do this. That's what I picked up.
I'm going to email. Who would do that? That's even more bizarre. Like, who would make up the story? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to email that Nads knocked up a girl in December of 2016 or late 2016.
Much worse. Nads raped me. I saw Nads stab a guy in a bar. Something to get him fired.
I've been selling heroin to Nads.
Right.
Or something.
He hung another
dog. This doesn't seem like it would be... It would just
not to get fired. Maybe this girl that called in anonymous was wrong on that part, but to dick with me, yeah. I mean, this is dicking with me.
Who were you talking to on your cell phone?
Wait a sec. See, this isn't
nobody.
Even... This isn't
you were
even,
on your cell phone.
No, I'm not.
Maybe it was on the handset.
It was on the handset. What do you
I
mean?
Was,
look
Dougie.
At
I was. I
you
was on his
at, handset.
On
the handset.
The handset.
I was on my handset.
When you were
yes, on the handset.
Phone?
Yes, Dougie.
Okay.
But I would say, I would offer this up. Why would that even dick with someone?
It wouldn't, because it's not true.
Right.
But that why did Nance like, get so mad?
That would be like someone emailing in saying, Rover had an affair with a man. He had gay sex, and I witnessed it. How would that dick with me because it didn't happen?
Right.
So if you just made something up like that, that is so inconsequential. I don't know.
I couldn't get the girls.
That's a bad plan. If that's true, it's a terrible plan to try to dick with Nads.
I couldn't get her information. The girl wouldn't give it up. She's like, I'll get fired if I. But if she's listening,
why would she get fired?
If she's listening, she should call in.
Why would this girl get fired? That doesn't even make any sense.
I think she has a bad understanding of the word fired.
She said she'll lose her job if she gives me the girl's name and work. Because I said I want to call the girl.
Yeah, why can't you at least call her?
Why would that get you fired?
You know where she works?
If the girl's at work saying that, why would why would you get fired? That call is more suspicious than the original email, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree. Yeah, it's just a dad.
Yeah. Dads.
No, the reason why, because if you're just messing with somebody else at work at that point, I could see not wanting to give it up. They're going to be mad. What if that's that person that's doing?
They're
going to
be mad. Wait a second.
The manager,
the person, they're going to be mad that you gave someone gave their name.
Sure.
After they wrote an email to someone's job trying to get them fired.
People are crazy.
People are crazy.
I think you're forgetting how crazy people are.
People are crazy. I'll give them that.
All right. And there is a lighter note when it comes to NADS. And I wanted to get to it. I didn't. I'm done with these. Unless you have a bombshell info, I'm done with this.
You good, Nads?
Yeah. I'm all good.
All good. We got this.
Everything's great.
Yeah, we got this.
Good place.
I do have to call Nads out that he did lie, saying that he didn't break up with his girlfriend. I specifically remember him breaking up with his girlfriend, the current girlfriend that he has now.
No,
I specifically remember you guys not being together, and. Then he drops everything because that girl came back into his orbit and he ran out crying to the girl.
We talked about it.
I know. You can go back and pull the tape because that's just not true. I mean, even a breakup for a day or two wasn't even brought up on air. So it's just that's not true.
So I'm misremembering this?
100%.
I mean, anything's possible. But
Yeah, I'm really confident. Yeah.
Charlie, but you did you misremember that, Charlie?
I just remember him leaving. That was the important part to me. I don't remember.
Anthony?
If it was a girl, I don't think Snitzer was there.
Yeah, no, I remember the story on the air.
Well, what how did the it? Story go?
I believe that they had broken up or they were in a fight or something the previous couple days, whatever, and then she came back.
They had broken up.
And Charlie was mad at him.
I'm positive that they had broken up.
And he left for that, yeah.
I'm positive that they broke up. I don't know why you would say I didn't break up.
If that's true, then I'm misremembering it because I don't remember that part. But even if that is true, there was no Tinder hookups or anything between that. And that
Bumble?
No Bumble. No Instagram. No Twitter,
someone did send me some pictures of Nads. Nads was on Bumble, apparently.
Yeah, it was on Bumble, Tinder, the whole gambit.
But never hooked up.
He has a carpal tunnel in his thumb, but he never hooked up once.
See these bendy fingers?
Yep.
Swipe them.
We were at the escape room June 19th.
What year?
2017.
So you were at the escape room, and then we just found out about Nads and his girlfriend. The first we ever heard of her was June 23rd of 2017.
That's weird.
Even though they were dating, he says, since December of 2016.
Not official. I mean, but I wasn't seeing anybody else. There was no one else.
Why did you guys, what was the fight over?
I don't even remember this fight. I don't remember the breakup, so I don't know.
Have you guys ever taken a break, as couples like to call it? We're taking a break.
Not for a day or two.
An hour?
No, I mean a day or two.
Oh, you've taken a break for a day or two. How do you officially take a break? Do you say we're going to take a break or?
No, I mean, it's just some dumb fight or something and then.
And you don't talk for a couple of days, or do you actually verbalize, we have to take a break?
Maybe this isn't working out, and then we always just text 6 hours later or a day later, and it works out.
Okay. All right, let me take a break. Gotta take a break, like Nads and his girlfriend.
In 8 minutes.
Yeah. I think it's gonna work out in just about 8 minutes.
Come back in 9 months.
We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's growing.
It's expanding. It's pulsing. It's coming to a city near you.
Dude, what the f*** are you guys talking about?
It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Hey, get your mind out of the gutter, man. Come on.
All right, the shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
Papa John's takes another NFL hit. I'll explain coming up next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Now, the lighter note, Nads apparently on the aftermath yesterday said that he would be able to beat Charlie's time in the mile, running a mile.
Nads can beat Charlie.
That's what he said.
He said 8.5 minutes, easy, no problem, 8.5. Which just happens to be 30 seconds faster than mine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a coincidence. I saw how you did it. I know I can do it better. You've literally never beat me in an athletic achievement.
You are a smoker, though.
I know.
Don't you think that gets you winded?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to have no lung capacity, but I feel like my legs are going to work. I need some redemption, because last time I ran on the show, I tried beating Dieter, and my legs just didn't work that day.
And those 3 yards, he fell down. I could do a mile?
I look like a newborn deer learning to run, like walk for the first time.
See, I wouldn't be, maybe I'm wrong, I wouldn't be so concerned about the legs giving out.
It's the lungs.
Getting winded, yes. Man. That's the hard part.
Just power through. Got to power through.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, you can't. Oh.
Look at Doogie. Never smoked a day in her life. She immediately started to walk after, what, half a lap?
It's and it's not because your legs are tired, right? It's
no,
because
my legs
you're,
feel fine.
It's your lungs.
It's the, yeah.
Yeah, it's the breathing.
The endurance, yeah.
I'm always stuck in a mindset that I'm still like 18. That's
yeah, that
probably
you can still do everything.
By my actions, yeah. Uh-huh. My girlfriend has to remind me all the time that like you can't do that anymore. You just, the last decade, you've done
nothing. You're a 30-year-old guy.
And you've done nothing but drugs and ruin your body for the last 10 years. So like you don't have a chance of doing that.
But you believe that you can do this.
I know I can.
8.5 minutes.
No way.
Well, he was sitting. I wasn't
No, no. I mean, anything's possible. Look, I mean, Charlie did it in 9 minutes. I wouldn't say that Charlie, it's not like you would be, oh my God. I mean, I'm glad he did it in under 10 minutes. But I don't know as if it's like an earth-shattering performance.
It was only an earth-shattering.
An average person wouldn't be able to do.
You are right, because it was only earth-shattering because Doogie said it's super hard to beat and runners can't beat 10 minutes. And
I didn't say runners can't.
What you did was probably completely middle of the road, right?
Maybe even slow. I don't know, because, again, I was getting the information from Doogie about a mile takes about 12 minutes. And I said, people can't do 10 minutes? She's like,
it's very hard.
It's very hard.
It really wasn't that hard, was it?
No.
Oh, you were huffing and puffing and...
Sure, I am going to be huffing and puffing because that's what you do when you run. When you that's run. Like a natural... It's not a
runner doesn't huff and puff.
They don't breathe?
Well, I don't know.
You were huffing and puffing and sounded ridiculous when you were doing it, so... could Nads beat me, though? No. Nads, for some reason, thinks, I don't know if he played some sort of a sport in high school at some point.
Baseball, I think.
No, basketball. Oh, I grew up playing baseball and
with
soccer.
With your hands?
Yes, with these guys, yes.
Yeah.
Name one athletic achievement you've beat me in. One thing.
I don't know how many we've done against each other, so it's hard
he
to say.
He has one every
other. Yeah, like what other one? What one did you beat me in?
Well, I hate to bring this up, but we jumped over a chair one time. Did you come close to even doing that? What's athleticism? Running, jumping, catching, throwing. Did you jump over the chair? Were you even close?
Okay, you beat me in jumping over a chair. I don't know if they do that in the Olympics. I don't know if that's in the Olympics.
Why is Jeffrey spinning a basketball in the background?
Trying to show off how athletic
he is.
He wants to run.
Oh, I want to see both of them run.
What Jeffrey's sports? The kind of guy that could do it.
He could
like,
do
he
it.
Wouldn't
he
even
could
be affected.
7 minutes.
Jeffrey doesn't need oxygen. He's been living in a fart bubble for so long.
Yes.
Seriously, 7 minutes, I bet he could.
Jeffrey would not. He's got afterburners.
Jeffrey would destroy Nads without question about running. And I'm trying to think of
I don't
other
know.
Athlete.
Yes.
No. His endurance, Jeffrey, he gets winded quick.
Does he?
No.
Charlie,
he'll be fine.
Are you kidding?
Jeffrey walks everywhere. He walked to work.
It's walking, Doogie, but running. Listen, I could be in a wrestling match, you know, professional wrestling, and I could probably get winded after 5 minutes because
do you have paint in your hair? What is that?
Well, yeah, I was working at my fence company yesterday. We're refurbishing one of our trailers,
he's
and
lying.
I was painting the bottom of it. Yeah, and I got a couple of drops of paint in my hair.
No, he's going to do this for our remote that we're having on St. Patrick's Day.
He's going to do what?
He's going to dye his hair green. Did you test it out?
No, it's the color paint. We were painting a trailer with it, and a little bit got in my hair because I was laying on my back on the ground and I was painting the bottom of the trailer. So it's it happens.
Frosted tips he has. Pretty cool, actually.
No, not really, but it's when you're working and that kind of stuff. So yeah, it happens.
Anyways, I've actually talked
to Douchey about this in the office. I thought about the idea of dyeing my hair for St. Patty's Day.
I'm sorry. I brought that up.
Ruined it.
Running. Jeffrey can just power through anything. He wants to do it. He'll be able to power through and run a mile. I don't think he'll ever even walk once, and he won't even care that he's not breathing anymore. That won't affect him. He will destroy Nads. Nads did beat me in jumping over a chair this one thing.
Oh, Charlie, we've played two sports consistently with each other since we've been friends, right?
What?
Kickball, handball. You're awful at both of them. I'm way better. Can you admit that I'm superior
you're
in every way?
Better at handball.
All right, dude, you went through a period where you told me, because you used to drive me, we were going back to my apartment, you told me for four straight weeks you failed to win a game. I remember that specifically.
I just don't have
monster-weird
hands.
You.
I'm sorry.
Because you suck
I also don't have, I can't, when we're playing handball, I have to take my glasses off. So, yes, I do not do great
at handball.
You can't
see?
Would you say that skateboarding is a sport?
Oh, yes. It's in the X Games, man.
Well, who wins in that one?
What, electric skateboarding?
I'm better at that. Yes, any skateboarding. I could out skateboard you, out rollerblade you, out snowboard you.
Put a ball in our hands.
Sports that matter instead of jumping over chairs.
Okay, throw footballs, baseballs.
Nats can hit home runs when we go play kickball.
I kick homers, dog.
But he does not run.
Yes, I do. What are you talking about?
Why would he have to run? He kicked a homer.
That's interesting. Isn't it an interesting thing? Why would you run across the bases super fast if you're kicking home runs all the time? Uh-huh. So it's either or. He can hit the home runs. I will give him that.
This is embarrassing for 30-year-old men to be arguing about who's better at kickball, but I'm not even joking. Charlie's like one of the last picks. He's the pitcher because he can't throw. He can't catch. All he can do is roll the ball. Like all he can do is roll the ball to the hitter.
Oh, man.
I'm out there in center making plays.
Do you know that you do sort of forget how old you are? Like, I tried to jump a few months ago.
Jump what?
Where?
No, I just tried to jump. I wanted to see, how high could you jump?
Can you show us?
Yeah, let's see.
No, I'm like a lead weight. I swear to you, I think I got like 3 inches. That's it. I mean,
well,
it was unbelievable how you can't jump.
I would love to see what you were trying to jump for.
I was just trying to jump. I was reaching
up. Oh, there's no light
up.
Bulb or anything you're trying to hit?
No.
Just in your free time, you're just
jumping straight up. Yeah. Yeah. You never. No, I think I read an article. It was about a basketball player or maybe it was the combine or something. This is like a year ago. And it was their vertical jump. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, how in the world does it was like a 26 inch vertical jump or something? I go, how's that even possible? How do you do that?
That's
like,
not even that much. That is
or
a lot.
Whatever the number was. Yeah. I don't remember what the number was, but I go, how is that even humanly possible to do? So I jumped. I got 3 inches off the ground.
3-inch vertical jump.
that's right.
Well, don't forget, a 26-inch vertical jump is technically 2 feet. Yes, 2 feet, 2 inches.
Okay.
Can you jump over those boxes right there?
Well, that's jumping over. You're trying to jump up, Doogie.
Can you jump straight up? I don't think you can jump higher than those boxes.
With your legs straight? Is this the point? You don't bring your legs up to your chest, right? When you're giving these numbers of 26 inches.
No, that would be, right?
Talk about the vertical jump and they just go up and hit the markers? Yeah, that's just you standing
they're not
still
measuring
and going
the feet.
Up.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, so they have like these, they have those little
plastic,
swivel things.
Yeah, you're right.
Right.
Yeah, Nads is right. Those guys do it in the 40s.
In the 40s?
Oh, yeah. They just finished the combine. Oh, yeah, the guy's in the 40s, no problem.
And they measure the hand first, like his hand all the way up, and they go, all right, now jump straight up.
Wait, you're telling me, wait a second. In the 40s, that's over 3 feet? A vertical leap just straight up? That's like a gazelle.
Have you seen these guys do it?
I've never seen that.
They just finished the combine, and guys all the time. Turn on vertical.
In the 40s? Are you guys sure?
Oh, 100%. Let's see here.
That's insane.
The vert jump at the combine.
This 2018, the 40, I think, was the mark. Was that the high?
The highest one this year was 41.5.
Yeah, here's a guy.
That happened four times. 41, 41, 40.5, 40.5, 40, 40, 40.
Whoever this guy is, says he did 47 inches.
How is that even humanly possible?
So I'm going to send it to you.
I mean, honest to God, how is that possible?
Just training.
And one was a white dude. A
wow.
Tight end.
Oh, whoa. Really? No, that's white man can't jump.
Mike, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Rover. How's it going?
Hey, it's going all right. What's happening?
So I spent 8 years in the Army, six of which were in the National Guard. So 1 week in a month, wasn't really working out in between drills. Every so often, we'd have a PT test where you'd have to run 2 miles in a specific amount of time for your age and your gender. So I wouldn't work out, drink, smoke, been a smoker for a long time. I would easily run 8 minute miles. So 16 minute 2 mile would be perfectly within reach. I think Nads has got this easy.
So you think he can do the 8 minute mile?
If not, beat it if he just pushes through.
If Charlie, I mean, he might be able to do it. If Charlie did it in 9 minutes in his first attempt.
Also stopping for 30 seconds because.
You took a drink.
Well, because I knew I just was trying to be 10 minutes. I was not going for any sort of record. I'm going to put my number at actually 8 minutes 30 seconds. That was my actual number. Because I did take a break for no reason.
It's not your actual number.
But it's my. But I stopped.
You wanted to post your best time.
No, I didn't.
Subtract all the pauses, right?
Yeah, I would take that out because, again, I was just trying to be 10. I knew I was totally in the clear, so now it was a cakewalk.
Yeah, minus some of the times you're walking, too, because you would have definitely been jogging.
So 6 minute mile.
Yeah.
Dan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning.
Hey, Rover. What's up?
Hey, man.
Peter, yo.
Yo!
Hey, Rover, I got an idea. I was talking to Naz real quick. Since you guys just brought up the combine, and the combine actually just happened, why don't we have Charlie and Naz do combine-style drills, like run the 40, do a bench press, jump, do a high jump, something like that, to see who's the better athlete.
Hey, who, Naz versus Charlie?
Yeah, I think that'd be really entertaining.
I mean, we could. I don't even know. Where would you even get something like one of these vertical leap things? Like, where would you even get one of those things from?
I don't know. You might have to order that online.
I just sent you a video. You don't need one of those vertical leap things. This guy has marks on the wall, basically, behind him. And as long as you keep your legs straight.
Oh, man. Yeah, all right. Let me show you this. Hold on a second. Pull this up on RMG TV.
47.1. He almost looks like he pauses and stops and flies in midair for a second.
What's this guy's name?
Josh Immertabule.
Got that?
Here it is.
What? 47.1. How about 47?
No, they didn't.
Yeah, how would you know? I guess they're probably taking photos of it.
But still, that guy paused in midair.
I didn't even catch it.
Josh, it happened 47-1.
Can you slow-mo it?
It's only got 46 this morning, Josh. Just beat that. You went 47-1. Wide receiver, 62-2.
Wow.
You're right. He did pause.
47-1.
That's 4 feet in the air?
That's crazy.
4 feet in the air? What the hell? They're like superhuman people.
So, can we have Nads run?
Yeah.
Jeffrey.
You want Jeffrey to participate?
I'd love to see just Jeffrey
in the RMG combine.
I like it.
You guys want to do this?
Well, I just want to see him run. I just want to see him run.
First of all, is there anything on this? Is there anything better?
None of it matters. So,
someone did go back. They listened to it. They gave me the time. Doogie did virtual shake on her bet with you. So she owes that money.
Yeah, she owes me $500. You said $500 virtual shake.
You didn't say it back. So it's got to go both ways.
So,
we both have to say virtual shake.
No, I don't bet anymore on the show because nobody pays. So it's just.
Yeah. I pay. I've paid up bets.
You owe me $100, you jackass. And I'll give it to Charlie.
You do owe Doogie $100.
So pay Charlie my
$100. Doogie owes me $500.
No, you didn't take that bet.
You said it.
And then you said
virtual shake.
You said
shake.
Don, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Don.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
My son is a small 5'6" Italian kid. He's 23, and he's been in martial arts and bodybuilding, and he can almost dunk a basketball.
At 5'6".
I can't even touch the net. let alone almost dunk. I mean, that's insane.
Well, dude, I have a massive 6-inch vertical leap, so I can understand that.
Yeah, I mean, it's pathetic. That's exactly how I came about to jump, because I read one of these numbers. Maybe it was 40-something or whatever. And I read that, and I go, how do you even do that?
Yeah.
So I stood up, I jumped, and I go, I think I got 3 inches off the ground. It's pathetic.
Could you jump that right there, as high as that? Not over, just up? I don't even know what that is.
Like a plyo jump onto the box?
Well,
legs together?
Legs together, what do you mean?
Or even on this step.
Like hopping onto the thing is,
sure, you could hop on, but you bend your legs. I mean, anyone could jump and bend their legs and land on that box, but you have to keep your legs straight in order to get the vertical jump.
I bet you couldn't even jump up onto this step in the studio.
Can you? Let's see. First of all, you can't jump onto these plastic. She has plastic bins.
I think she's saying jump over.
You'll go right through that.
No, I'm saying the step right here. Jump as high as the step.
How high is the step?
It's like 10 inches.
10 inches?
Couldn't do it.
Roughly.
If I can.
See?
Yeah, without bringing your legs up.
Right. I mean anyone could do it if you bend your knees.
Yeah, of course.
But straight? Not. Can you do it, douche?
No.
Try it.
Jeffrey,
try
it
without
try
bending
it.
Your knees. Let me see here.
What are you saying? Locking your knees and going straight up?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the guy just did.
He bent his knees down. When he jumped, he went down.
Oh, yeah, bend your knees at that part.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, but I'm saying on the way up, like to jump onto the step, you can't put your knees in the air.
Peter doesn't understand this
concept. I don't understand what the hell the difference is. When he jumped straight up, you think he was keeping his legs straight on purpose? He was just blasting off. Okay, show me, Jeffrey. I have no idea.
Show us this.
I don't know what the difference is.
You're so weighted down with your keys. Are you going to be able to do this?
Oh, God.
Jeez.
I can't. Something broke over
here. He brought something down. All right, good job, Jeffrey. By the way, Corey, our board op, something must have happened. I think he threw a chair against the wall. I heard it. Last commercial break. I don't know what happened. Someone threw a chair against the wall. Did you guys hear that?
No.
Somebody must have Charlie? Died from like an 80s band.
I didn't hear anything.
What did you? What do you have? What happened?
Talk to Corey.
What happened?
What's wrong? Is he okay?
He hates DG.
I don't think he's happy about some things that were said this morning.
What do you mean?
Oh.
Well, remember, you guys kind of, Doogie.
Doogie for sure.
Not me.
Not me. Doogie goes quit, go to Hollywood.
Quit.
No!
Which you told him to do 10 times, but I don't even think he's mad about that. Every time Corey comes up, Doogie says he should quit.
Yeah, strange. That's always her move. You have to move away.
He deserves to be happy.
What's he mad about? He picked up a chair and threw it against the wall.
I don't know anything about a chair.
What's he angry about?
He just said his ship has sailed. And that's what he said.
He's angry.
Well, Doogie's like, he wants to move to Hollywood and do the rock star thing. And I'm like, that ship has sailed. Like,
and Nads was the one that said that. Nads and Rover.
Nads on that.
No.
I mean, what do you think? He's going to move to L.A. and
he can do anything he wants to do.
Yeah, there's never
he's
too
young.
Late. Oh, yeah, you did say that. It's never too late.
So he shouldn't be mad at me.
He's not. I don't know who
he must be mad at Nads
all
and
I know
me.
Is, he yeah, said the word. Sure. Ship has sailed.
Oh,
so
Corey.
I don't know who said it. I know I didn't.
I didn't either.
So it'd never be that rude.
Rover and Nad said it.
My bad.
Grace, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Grace.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I just went to the movie. I ran a half marathon when I was 20 weeks pregnant, and I was very capable of running 8-minute miles. 8 30-minute miles.
When you are 20 weeks pregnant.
Well, you were training for a marathon or a half marathon, and I'm guessing you just didn't.
But she's
pick
20
up
weeks
running.
Pregnant. What's your
so
excuse?
What? When you are pregnant and you were running and exercising before that, the doctors recommend you keep doing what you were doing. So hang up on yourself, lady. I don't
care.
But
she's 20 weeks pregnant.
I don't care
you're
if
not.
You're 100 weeks pregnant.
How many months is that? How many months
Pat
is that?
Pat yourself on the back.
Ask Jeffrey.
5 months.
Who cares?
5 months is a
I
lot.
I came in now and beat you. I just had her.
Yeah.
I don't care.
She could
go
she
watch
could
her.
Carry,
get off the phone.
She could carry that baby.
I don't care.
A marathon faster.
No
than
one
you,
thinks
Doogie.
You're cool, lady.
I do. I like you, Grace. Yep.
She's a
you're
hero.
Awesome.
Yep. You're real American hero.
Wait.
Thank
your ship
you,
has
Grace.
Not sailed.
Your ship sucks.
All right. So you guys want to do the combine, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Well, I want to see him just
race.
No, I need to see him run today.
Yeah, we got to race right now. Next break.
See who? Nads run?
Yes, the guy that said he could run 8.5 minutes.
Yes.
And I want to see Jeffrey.
Let's do it.
You want to put them in a race right now?
Yes. Right now.
You guys ready to do this? You want to do this?
Jeffrey's got Nike on.
Let's do this.
Got Adidas on? Yeah, they're ready to go.
Wow. Oh, man. All right.
2 days in a row. You're up after that.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's send them out.
I'd also like to see Dieter's time, too. Oh. I don't know what he could do.
Smoke all of you.
Oh, no. I'm not a distance guy.
Dieter is very, you're cagey about this. You don't seem confident about winning this at all. But you're a fast guy.
Yeah, I'm fast, but I'm a burst guy.
But you also do the treadmill.
Yeah, but not...
How long do you usually do it for?
I don't know. I've done it in a while.
By the way, Snitzer told me he treadmills 30 minutes 3 or 4 times a week or something.
Does he really? Twice a week.
Twice a week.
What speed?
Well, I don't know. What was the speed, Snitzer?
No, it's like a jog. What do you mean?
Oh, so
it's not fast.
I'd like to know his
time. I watch a TV show.
Well, that's good.
So do you ever stop in that jog? Are you 30 minutes consistent?
I try not to, no.
Oh, wow.
What's then the speed? I got to know the speed.
Snitz could probably beat everyone then.
Yeah. Not right now. I have a bad back, but...
Oh. Your back still hurts?
Yeah, it's going
to
be for a while.
Oh, what happened?
He picked
to your
up
back?
One thing and he blew his whole back out.
One very heavy thing.
What happened?
That thing. That stupid.
He picked
something.
Up a thing.
Yeah, a
and
thing.
It was very heavy and he has
for
ruined himself.
Thing we were doing.
The skeet ball thing.
Oh.
Thing. All right. Something. And he hurt himself and it's still hurt.
Just, you have to pick it up off the ground a foot.
He
blew his whole back out.
Yeah.
Well, when you're the only one picking it up, yeah.
Yeah, it's your fault, man.
So, did you put all back into it, Snitz? Or?
I think I wasn't. I think I twisted wrong. So,
oh man,
we gonna do.
Is it getting better?
Oh, yeah, it's a lot better.
Okay, good.
It's been 2 weeks now.
Yeah, if you need any pain medication, just stop by Nads' house.
Oh, God. Now keep mine away from him.
All right, let me take a quick break. We'll be right back. Nads, you ready to do this?
Let's do it, baby.
Eight. What did you say? Eight and a half.
I'm going to break eight, though.
Really? All right. I mean.
Is that what you're saying? You
want to
go
why not?
Who do you think will stop first running, Nads or Jeffrey?
Nads.
Are they going to go same time? Ooh, that's motivation if you have somebody right
it's
there.
It's harder
with you.
On your own.
I think they have to go at the same time.
No,
in
that
order
helps
to...
your time. No.
It probably does, but we don't have unlimited time here, douche.
Well, quit talking
then
and go to a
one or the
break.
Other has to do it. All right, let me take a quick break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Nads thought he would get a standing ovation for his performance in bed.
Yeah, thank you!
But all he ended up with was the clap.
This is a weekend ruiner, Rover.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, let me see if... are those guys on Skype yet, Snitz?
Yeah.
Okay. Charlie and Nads and Jeffrey are downstairs. Are you guys there?
No, it's just me.
Okay.
Jeffrey decided to go to the bathroom as soon as I was walking downstairs. Nads and Peter are coming down right now. I don't know where Jeffrey is.
All right, so he'll be down there momentarily. Nads says he can beat Charlie's time in the mile. Charlie posted a 9-minute mile yesterday after Doogie said there's no way you can beat 10 minutes. Charlie, how do you think Nads is going to do?
He's not going to come anywhere close to me. Well, he's going to come close. I'm guessing 9:15. His legs are going to cramp up with some sort of other complaint like usual.
He does have a sport drink there with him.
That means he's ready.
Looks like he's prepared. he is...
that means he's ready.
He's stretching out. He's bending over.
He better because my legs hurt. Today.
They do. So you're sore today?
Really sore.
Look at Jeffrey. He's stretching out. He's Jeffrey's really... Oh, there he is. He's going side to side. Oh, yeah. He's really stretching out those legs.
Magic Mike.
And,
you want to take your keys off?
No, don't tell him that.
You keep them. All right. Keep them on.
Okay. All right. So who's going to have... who has the wireless mic?
Nads has the wireless mic. Well, Nads is smoking right now, but wait, who's going to hold it the whole time? Are you smoking?
Yeah, Nads is smoking, so that's healthy.
All right.
Working out my lungs, baby.
Okay.
Wait, are you going to do this while smoking?
All right, he's going to try smoking while he's running a mile. All right, are they going to run together?
Oh, yeah, you guys going to run together? Yeah, they're going to run together.
They don't.
This is the starting line.
They shouldn't.
Yep. You, what, are you saying don't run together, Robert?
No, no, Doogie's saying that, but we don't have time to be dicking around with different races all morning.
48? Kind of they're done?
Doogie. Kind of agree with Doogie here.
You have the time. If you do one at a time and then you go to the next person right away, you have the time to do it if you look at your clock. Because when you have two people, you're pushing each other. You're trying to beat that person, and it gives you that. When it's just you, you don't know what the hell you're doing.
All right, how about this? How about we start one person 2 minutes later?
Perfect. I love that idea.
But you're catching up to them.
It's all right.
Okay.
All right. Two or three minutes later. I'll tell the other person when to start. All right. So who's going to go first?
So, Nads, you're going to go first. I don't know if you hear this. Nads, you're going to go first. Jeffrey, you're going to wait 3 minutes. Then he's going to tell you to go. All right. Just so you guys aren't feeding off each other.
Okay. Nads, are you ready? Who should have the mic as they run?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. 3, 2, 1, go. All right. Nads is off. He is running 1 mile.
Fast.
You think he's setting too quick of a pace already? He's going to flame out?
Yes.
I love this. Is there a car coming as usual? Deal with that obstacle.
All right. We'll send Jeffrey off in just a few minutes. Wouldn't it be incredible if Jeffrey could actually catch up to Nance if he started 2 minutes later?
Yes. I'll time Jeffrey then?
Well, no. If it's exactly 2 minutes later, I don't need a separate timer.
Okay.
Jeffrey is standing by. He's wearing his...
pick up Dieter. Dieter's probably on the phone.
Oh, all right. Hold on. Give me a second. Let's see. There is Dieter. Dieter, do you see him? Do you see him coming around?
Here comes Nance. He's probably 20 yards away from me. I'm at the far corner. He's still running, Rover.
I see him in the parking lot.
So he's at 1 minute 5 seconds right now. He's doing a breakneck pace here. This is an incredible pace that Nads has. Smoking a cigarette and all.
My legs feel like
jelly.
Put
the cigarette out. Don't let this guy fool you. He put that out.
Already on lap one, he said his legs feel like jelly. And... let's see what his lap time is going to be. He's at a minute 30 right now.
He's still going. He's coming in now on the first lap. He's still jogging.
This is uphill right here.
This is the hard part of the course. It's a slight incline.
This will crush him. He's still running.
I was walking at this point.
Me too.
For sure.
He's at 152 right now. He's going to be... he's on pace. Let's see where he ends this first lap at.
What are you going to do with Jeffrey?
Jeffrey's going to go at the 3 minute mark.
Time!
Tell him 2 minutes, 10 seconds.
2:10. Have you started walking
yet? Nope.
He hasn't started walking.
So he crossed the start line at 2:15. That's his pace. 2 minute, 15
Jeffrey,
seconds.
Ready.
He's got a minute. Hold on. Not yet. At 3 minutes.
You want to start? Maybe you, Doogie, maybe it will be easier. Just have a separate timer for Jeffrey. Just so we don't have to do the math here.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, he's walking.
He's walking now. He's on lap two, and he's walking. He's at 2:45. Jeffrey is going to leave in about 10 seconds here.
10 seconds, Jeffrey.
When did he start to walk? Past the first lap.
3, 2, 1, go, Jeffrey. All right, Jeffrey is now off. Jeffrey's running a much slower pace. He looks
more reasonable. He can maintain this.
And Jeffrey could probably, he's the kind of guy, this is no joke, he's like Forrest Gump. If he were to start in New York, he could run to California without stopping.
Yes.
It may not be the quickest pace, but he'll just go forever. Yes, Dieter.
You're wrong, Rover. His lung capacity, he's going to cash out, I'm telling you. I've seen this guy when he runs. Oh, wait, here he comes. Nads is running and Jeffrey. Jeffrey's slowing down. Okay, Nads is walking.
Nads is now walking.
Jeffrey, ooh, that's two walkers in the same lap.
Nads is Jeffrey really could slow lap on the him. Pace.
Jeffrey's going to surpass.
Jeffrey will probably pass Nads, but that doesn't mean that he's going to lap him.
Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. He'll lap him, I bet.
You think Jeffrey will lap Nads?
Yeah.
But it won't mean anything because they started at different times.
You're right.
Okay, Nads is running again.
It would mean something, Charlie, if Jeffrey actually laps Nads, though. If he not only passes him now, but passes him again, that would be that's course. Hard to believe. I don't see that happening.
How you feeling, Jeffrey?
Jeffrey gave a thumbs up sign. I could see here from.
Good thing he doesn't have the microphone.
from the window, Nads still hasn't completed his second. He's really slowing down. He 10 seconds ago would have been his pace for lap two if he were to keep up with the lap one, and he's falling way behind.
I don't even see him coming down the straightaway yet.
He's walking, honey, up that hill. Now he's running.
That's three walks within the same lap.
Yeah. He's now approaching 5 minutes, which means that he would have to really pick up the pace. He'd have to do the final lap in about 3 minutes here. Jeffrey's going to cross the start line at 5:30. Yes, Dieter?
Jeffrey's walking.
Oh, my God. Already on lap
Nads
one.
Nads is walking again
here.
Pick up the
I'm
pace.
Struggling. This is not good.
What's the time?
5:20.
5:20. Jeffrey's coming up the rear. There's cars waiting. They think Nads is about to park a car, so they're following
them. 5:30.
Yep.
He's got one more lap to go.
You have 3 minutes. Jeffrey, oh, man, he is done.
Jeffrey's toast, too.
Nads is walking.
Nads is taking off again. Jeffrey's coming up here, almost about to finish his first lap. He's giving the kill sign. What does that mean?
Wait a second. Is Jeffrey giving up? Jeffrey,
are you giving up?
3 minutes.
Are you giving up? 3 minutes.
Yeah. There goes how I shape.
What? What did you say? Talk to me.
There goes how I shape was.
So are you quitting? What hurt?
My left knee kind of hurts.
Your left knee?
And out of breath.
Is that from an old wrestling injury?
No.
Jeffrey is just walking. Nads is jogging now. He's going to have to really hustle in order to make that 8.5 minute mark that he claimed he would be able to do. He's at 6:50 right now. Where is he on the course, Dougie? Is he halfway through the last lap?
He had almost halfway through. He's walking.
He's back to walking now.
Ooh, really down to the wire here.
He's got more than a half.
You got time?
Time?
7 minutes. 7:10.
Nads, 7:10. And Jeffrey already gave up.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Did
Oh, wait a second. I see him in the distance. Jeffrey's making a comeback. I thought he gave up. I see him sprinting behind Nads. This is amazing. And, Rover, there is a car following Jeffrey to encourage him.
The pacer car.
Jeffrey's hustling. Jeffrey sprints too much, he doesn't. He's not keeping an even pace.
What's Nads' time right now?
Nads is running.
7:50.
He's approaching the hill that he's been walking.
He's going to be cutting it down to the wire here. He might beat Charlie's time.
No way.
What an accomplishment if he beats Charlie's time. He's at 8:02 right now. I don't see him in the straightaway yet.
He's running. Oh, crap, Charlie.
He's at the straightaway.
Is he going to be able to make it the whole way running? I don't think he's going to be. Oh, I see him now coming on the straightaway. Can he keep it up and run the entire way? Nads is hustling. He's at 8:21.
It's been 9 minutes and 30 seconds?
He's at 8:30 right now. And Charlie's trying to throw him off
with
a fake time.
50 seconds. Can he beat 10 minutes? Can you do 10?
Tell me when he crosses the finish line.
Time!
Time!
Right.
Now, 845. 845.
845.
He beat Charlie God. By 15 seconds.
Charlie?
But I paused for 30 seconds because I wasn't going for the time.
Nads, how do you feel right now? Nads is on his back in the parking
I'm
lot.
Dead.
Oh, my God.
I'm dead.
Oh, my God.
What is it? Are you winded? Is it the legs?
It's all the above.
All the above.
I can't breathe.
Oh, my God. Jeffrey, oh my God. Meanwhile, is walking.
Oh, my God.
Is Jeffrey going to finish the course?
He is now running uphill. He walks the straightaway and runs uphill.
That's a smart way to do it, right?
I don't know. Call me dumb, but...
Nads, a round of applause for Nads,
good
who
job,
beat Charlie's
Nads.
Time of 8:45. No one thought he would be able to do it, but he proved himself.
I wasn't racing against Nads, so this is the dumbest thing. He didn't do his time of 8:30. He didn't do the time of 8:30, which was what he said he would do, so he has failed.
I beat you.
Not beating me.
Beat you again.
Because, again, I stopped for 30 seconds because I was just trying to beat 10 minutes.
Wait, he is right that the bet wasn't to beat Charlie. The bet was to do 8:30. He failed.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if there was any bet. He just said he was
no,
going
he
to
failed.
Beat Charlie's
I
time.
Said 8:30 because it was better than him.
No. He said 8 minutes, 30 seconds easy.
Yes.
Probably 8 minutes, he said. Right. Probably 8.
I beat you, dude.
No, it wasn't the...
I wasn't racing you.
Jeffrey,
okay,
one
Jeffrey's
more lap.
Crossing.
One more lap, second. Jeffrey.
What's Jeffrey's time right now?
Don't worry about it. It's a little high.
It took him
He's
to
just
do...
walking.
Two laps, what it takes for Nats to do
Jeffrey's lap time was 7 minutes, 17 seconds. 7:17.
Oh, he'll never make it.
That one, wait, the lap was 7 minutes, 17
no,
seconds?
No, his total his time so far is 7:17. Okay. So he's on the final lap right now. Can Jeffrey beat a 10-minute mile?
God, I hope I can beat Jeffrey. Can he beat a 12-minute mile? I did 11 minutes. What did I do?
I'm not sure I can get up from this, guys.
Nads is in trouble. He's sitting down in the parking lot on the wet pavement.
What?
I'm in a lot of trouble.
What, are you having a heart attack or something?
It feels like an emergency.
No,
I'm fine.
I wouldn't bend over. I would put your arms up behind your head, get some air into those lungs.
Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, legs up over your head.
Does anyone see Jeffrey?
I got him.
Okay.
Dater, tell me how Jeffrey's doing on his final lap.
He's jogging. He's at a good pace right now, but he was walking before he turned the corner. Once he saw me, he started to jog. His form's not bad. He's kind of slouching forward. Okay, he's at a walk. He's officially walking.
All right, Jeffrey is at 8 minutes, 55 seconds right now. Now crossing the 9-minute mark.
He could still beat Doogie.
Nah.
He could. I think that is the golden standard. You have to beat Doogie if you're running this race. You have to beat Doogie.
Don't encourage
him. Jeffrey beats Doogie, that's the most embarrassing thing.
No.
Because he's walked most of it.
Yes.
Jeffrey, you can still beat Doogie.
No.
He's holding his liver right now.
Oh, is he doing that move?
Yeah, the liver's about to burst.
This is the move that he does when he's drinking beer and he doesn't want to drink anymore. He grabs his liver. Oh!
Time check, Rover, he's asking.
9:40.
You can still beat Doogie. Now he's running. He's almost at his sprint pace.
Oh, God, he's running really fast.
He's running super fast.
Is he moving?
That means he's going to flame out.
Yes.
Super fast, you guys.
He is sprinting.
Is he through the halfway mark yet?
The corner. Oh, yeah. He's turning the corner now from the straightaway, going uphill.
Oh, great. Jeffrey, come on.
No!
All right, he's got to beat Doogie. Give me the time, Doogie. Hold up the time. He's at 10 minutes, 14 seconds. He's
come
got
on, it.
He has 30 seconds.
Come
he has
on.
To do it in 30 seconds.
No.
He has to do it in 30.
Seconds. Come on, you
walk.
Can do it.
Walk. Oh, my God. He's
run, Jeffrey,
oh,
run.
No.
Come
on, you got it. Come on.
Get to so I can see the line. Keep encouraging him. Keep encouraging him. He's at 10:35. Keep encouraging. He's got to go. Got to go past the line. Pass the line. He's at 10. Doogie, your time went out.
10:42.
Her time, her phone went off. 10:40. 10:40.
Doozy, who's a runner?
Shut up.
Yes, pat him on the back, Jeffrey. You beat Doozy. How do you feel?
Good, winded, and tired. Are you okay? Tell me what you're thinking. I think I can beat Doozy's time by getting. You're so awesome, man. What do you want to tell your family? Who do you want to thank? Everybody who encouraged me. You know, I thought I couldn't do it. What hurt? Everything. What part specifically? My diaphragm, my lungs. What's wrong with your diaphragm? Trying to catch my breath.
Go ahead. He can't talk. Jeffrey can't talk. All right. A round of applause for Jeffrey, who beat Doozy. A round of applause for Nads, who beat Charlie.
No.
Wow. No. Who's next up on the mile-long course?
I think I have somebody. I think I know somebody, Rover.
Yeah,
said
I know
they
someone.
Could beat 12 minutes.
Yeah.
We will be right back. If you are listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app for everyone else. We'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Every life has a purpose. Jeffrey's is to remind others that things could be worse.
Make sure that you have the facts 100%.
A lot worse.
People don't realize it.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
It's funny that our market manager, his name is Keith Hotchkiss. We really don't have a nickname for him. We have Sass Keith, who's...
Well, Dieter was calling him Queef Hotchkiss.
Oh, boy.
Right. I had a queef.
No. You were calling him that.
Nobody said
well,
that.
We all did.
No.
Off the air, and then I came with it on there.
So Keith Hotchkiss is like the head honcho of the whole thing.
Big time.
He's so nervous right now. And, you know, he won't admit to it. He's so nervous that Nads is going to die right now. And he's like, he came into the studio just to tell me, if you have to call 911.
Robert, he met us at the elevator.
He did.
At the elevator, he's
oh
like,
my God.
Hey, you okay?
Nads might die. I didn't see him until
look
right
how red
now.
His face is.
He's going to burst.
I can't breathe. I'm just joking, Keith. I don't need an ambulance. He freaked out when I said it's an emergency down there. And like,
so he came down there?
And he's like, don't be afraid. We'll call him right now. Don't worry.
Well, Nads kind of perked up when we got back on. During that commercial break, I looked in there.
Oh, yeah.
He looked bad.
Yeah. Jeffrey's not doing great. Have Jeffrey go in on the couch. He just needs to chill out on the couch.
Come on in here, Jeffrey. Take a load off.
Did you give him water?
Yeah, I got him some water.
And coffee, again.
Because the funniest Jeffrey is the out-of-breath Jeffrey.
Well, I like when he coughs.
Nads. Yesterday, Charlie said he felt great after he ran. You know, felt alive.
That was an hour later.
Oh, okay.
No, you don't. You forget that I sat out there for 15 minutes and then came back in, and I was still not doing well.
Do you notice that I wasn't out of breath?
You also didn't run.
I did.
15-minute mile.
Walk the mile.
No, I did not do 15.
Jeffrey, how are you feeling?
You didn't hurt yourself at all.
Shut up.
Well, I'm winded, but on a Rocky Mountain high.
Yeah?
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he walks so much. But when he sprinted, he ran. He went for it.
Jeffrey doesn't understand pacing himself, I don't think.
I love it.
No, I tried
all
that.
All on
but...
or all off?
And what was going on with your liver, your appendix?
No, it's just that it's like down here, like from the bottom of my, you know, my lungs. It's like down here. It kind of hurts from all the... I was breathing heavier than normal. So
yeah, you were running, of course.
Yeah,
you were
I was running. So I was, you know,
eyes. They look like he's. I mean, they look like he's gonna pass out here or something.
What were you gonna say?
No, that's it. They look like
are they red? Like what are they?
They're.
You look like you're a corpse. I don't. Yeah. There's no other. A tomato kind of. It's real red.
Super red. Super super red.
And you're crying. I'm not crying.
His eyes are watering.
I want to cry. There's.
Are there tears coming out of his eye right now?
He looks bad.
How pathetic is this group? I mean,
well, yeah, that's
sad.
Why we went into this profession, because we don't actually want
exactly.
to work.
I mean,
that's just bad.
Well, Doozy.
And then there were two and a half.
What? Two and a half what?
Two people that haven't ran.
Three.
Three.
Rover's a half person. Even Snitzer wounded will beat Rover. There's three people left.
Oh, if Nads is in this bad of shape, dude, I don't want to know what I'm going to be like. I may not be able to finish.
Charlie
like,
said it didn't seem that far. Charlie didn't said it didn't seem that far. That felt like a forever.
Oh, the looping was so much better doing the loop instead of the straight run because you just it did feel a lot shorter. You're like, oh, I made it to this part. I just have to make it to this part to make it to this part. You just keep looking ahead a little bit, and then you know, like, okay, I'm done. And then do it again, done. And then just the straight line would have been real rough. But no, half of it's downhill.
So you think you could
half of it's uphill.
Run 2 miles?
The other half's uphill.
2 miles?
6 laps?
No, but I could beat. I'm going to go running today.
Oh, you really?
I mean, 8:45.
You've started something. We awakened a beast within.
Got the shoes on. Ready to go.
And
actually,
your
I've lost my other I don't know where my other shoes are, so I'm just stuck wearing. I'm the guy that wears
running shoes
all the time now, and I'm not pumped about it.
Not
but
a runner.
Dude, man, these things are comfortable.
Yeah.
I didn't know that this comfort existed out there for people. I've been torturing myself with super flat shoes. These are great.
Oh, man. I've been telling you for a long time, why are you wearing those shoes?
It feels like I'm doing something wrong. Like, it feels so good.
It's like a
I've been
a
telling
cloud.
You, I know they're super expensive, but those Nike Air 360s.
Oh. Those thread ones. I hate the way those look. It looks like.
They have other ones that aren't Flyknit.
Oh, okay.
They have other ones. The Flyknit are just super, super light.
What are they? Nike?
Nike Air 360.
What's going on?
And the bad part is that you almost always, I haven't looked at them in a long time, you're going to have to custom make them, and they charge you like an extra 30, 40 bucks for that because they purposely pick the ugliest colors you could put together. And they do that on purpose because no one wants to wear those ugly-ass colors.
Wait, what's a 270?
270? I don't know what 270 is.
Air Max 270. No, I couldn't wear these. These look lame.
Oh, here we go.
Are you okay?
Yeah, just a breathing cough. That's all.
Just a normal breathing cough.
Yeah, you breathe, you cough.
Sorry about that, but hey,
I'm
just catching my breath. That's
let
all.
It out, man.
Then I got
Air Max 180.
I don't know, but the 360 is what you want.
Okay.
Then I bought these shoes. Online about a month ago. They're called Allbirds.
Allbirds?
Yeah. And they're made out of wool. They're all wool. And you can, they're machine washable. And I don't
a
know.
A slipper or a shoe?
No,
I've seen
shoe.
You wear these.
I have them on right now.
Let's see them. Are they comfortable?
Yeah, they're not bad. I would run in them because they don't have.
Well, because you don't run.
Well, yeah. there's.
Would you walk in them? Those
there's
are
no
nice.
Support. Not, it's like a slipper.
Yeah, there's, exactly. There's no support to like run in those things.
These are the best shoes I've ever owned.
Yeah.
The most comfortable ones. These are the Adidas NMD R1s. They're awesome.
Why are you laughing?
Those aren't even a running shoe, Nads, because they're flat on the bottom.
Yeah, I mean, like, the boost thing in the bottom is so comfortable. Like, exactly like Charlie said. Like, I didn't know people were living this well.
Do you like the Air 360s?
I haven't had them on.
Oh,
I'd like to try them.
Get these Air 360s. I think you're going to love these. Charlie, take some money.
No, I got some New Balances, 570s or 420s or whatever, the cheap ones. I got two
420s.
I got two on deck, ready to go for springtime. No, I don't like the look of the guy that wears the running shoes around all the time. You got to have, I like the classic trainers. My favorite shoe of all time is the Nike Cortez Classic, the Forrest Gumps. You okay?
Yeah. Just trying to.
They don't make them anymore.
Oh, they don't?
They make them in a new version that's like, it's weird and it's bulked up, but the original version is super.
But those aren't, those, I've never worn those, but they certainly don't look comfortable at all.
Oh, I think they are. I love them.
I think that's old school, man. You gotta try something.
I'm not about comfort. Like, I can wear sweatpants around all the time, but I don't like the look of that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
like, I know that there's comfort out there.
Try the Air 360s. Go try on a pair. Walk around.
Would you like to do your run tomorrow, Robert?
Yes, we need to get the results of everybody in the show at this point.
Dieter will beat everybody.
I really think Dieter will, too. I think Dieter...
I don't know. If Snitzer runs all the time, he's a runner. I'm definitely not a runner.
I don't like that
but
I went first.
But you have the endurance. I mean, you're working out and stuff. You should have the endurance.
Yeah, but that's not endurance, Rover. That's burst for a minute.
But I thought
stop.
You get on the treadmill, too. What about the cardio that you're doing?
I hate cardio.
He's always
when I do it, I do intervals. I run for a minute. I walk for a minute.
Uh-huh. Well, you do that.
Yeah, but I haven't done it since summer.
All right. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
I am.
Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
A GoFundMe account that was set up after the Las Vegas tragedy, the Route 91. Is it Route or Route?
It could be either.
Okay, I call it Route 91 tragedy in Vegas. So that GoFundMe account
is Route 91 is how they're pronouncing it, though.
I'll go with it. It could be either. They've started distributing their funds to the victims and their families.
How much did they raise?
I'm telling you, the $31.5 million came in from all over the world thanks to over 90,000 donations. They have 532 families and victims that's going to share that money. They have $275,000 will be given to each family of the 58 people killed in the shooting. There's another $275,000 that will go to 10 different victims who were either paralyzed or suffered permanent brain damage injuries. It seems to me, in the scale of paying these people out, that $300,000 for a loved one isn't that much.
Well, it's true, but it's better than nothing.
Plus, they say that funds will go to 147 other people who were hospitalized, and there are no rules pretty much around how the money can be sent. Are you okay?
You okay?
No, stay in there.
What's that?
Where are you going?
It's okay.
Let's see. What is
What's going on? Walk us through it.
Are you going to puke?
You going to throw up?
Just give him the trash can.
You can put your...
put your headset on. You can puke on that.
What's going on over there?
Just like I said, just trying to...
Do you need more water?
You're all right.
Just kind of clear my throat out.
He doesn't need any more water. You're all right.
Yeah.
You need a shot of vodka?
No, thanks. Got to work this afternoon after the show. Or after I do the aftermath.
Good news for you big game hunters. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, they've reversed an Obama-era ban on elephant trophy imports.
Oh, good.
Instead, they're going to assess each case on an individual basis.
That's good. All those elephants I blew away, I want to import them back into the country to prove how large my penis is to everyone.
You okay?
All right, over there, Jeffrey.
Something's going to happen.
No, I'm not. Nothing's gonna happen. I didn't eat anything. All I had was strawberry Pop Tarts before the show began.
Okay, so you ate something. You did eat.
Get carbs and sugar. You should be good to go.
Yeah, right, coffee.
On,
okay. Do you know Billy McFarlane? Probably not. Do you know the guy that's behind the Fyre Festival fiasco? Remember the story we had talked about? This is a man that was in charge of getting a huge festival together in the Bahamas. Remember?
Yeah, it was 250. I remember that. Huh?
Yeah, it was on an island, remember?
Bahamas, it was a...
Then they had to cancel at the last minute?
Misled customers into paying up to $250,000 for the tickets. It was a Bahamas music festival. It was in 2016. He advertised as lavish and life-changing, complete with models in bikinis, star musical talents, and luxury accommodations. Ticket holders arrived, remember? It was a barren island and didn't even have the most basic survival elements. Remember, it had peanut butter sandwiches? Like, it was a mess. So he is in trouble. He pleaded guilty to 2 counts of wire fraud, and he could go to prison for up to 10 years behind all of that.
Donald Trump is thinking about naming him his next economic advisor.
He's smart after he gets
You all right over there?
Yeah.
Drink water.
Put your mic on.
Yeah, I'm okay. Just like the after effects of doing something I'm not really trained to do. Mm-hmm. So.
All right.
Two days before the NFL dropped the pizza chain as its official sponsor last week, Peyton Manning relinquished his stake in 31 Papa John's locations in the Denver area. Manning, who retired as the Broncos quarterback after winning Super Bowl 50 in 2016, remains the company celebrity spokesperson and ambassador. He is locked into a long-term agreement, but he did dump his stock.
Is that insider trading or something?
I thought it would be, too. If you know something's going on and then you get rid of it before it happens?
It's kind of like this guy, this Carl Icahn, who mysteriously, 3 days before Trump announced these steel tariffs, got rid of all of the steel stocks that would be affected by that. I don't know if this Peyton Manning thing would be insider. I don't know what the rules are when it comes to that.
NBC recently announced that they're cutting ad time by 10% in prime time this fall, and Fox is taking things several steps further. They announced yesterday that by 2020, they plan to cut commercial time to 2 minutes per hour, which is a huge drop. In 2017, the average amount of ad time on broadcast TV was 13 minutes an hour. For cable, 16 minutes per hour. So this is a huge drop for them. So in order to cut ad time so drastically, they're probably going to have to charge more, obviously.
That makes sense. I keep telling the radio station to do that here. They go, we want you to read every commercial. We want it to be you reading it, Rover. I go, why? They go, it's in so much demand. I go, then you're not charging enough money for it.
And speaking of money, finally, you know who Old Dirty Bastard is?
Of course.
ODB.
He's got a young bastard. Young Dirty is his kid. And Young Dirty is making his dad's estate. I don't know if this is a joke. They're making it into Dirty Coin. They're launching Dirty Coin. It's a new cryptocurrency that will somehow be used to fund future music projects. Young Dirty says, crypto is very big. The blockchain is one of the biggest inventions of our time. And I don't want to be out of the party. I want to come into the party. I have a passion for capital. Cash rules everything around me.
Cream.
Cream. There you go. I'm going to start saying cream.
Do you know what that is?
Cash rules everything.
Yeah, but what's it from?
Me. I don't know.
She's like, Cream, you got it. The Wu-Tang song, Cream.
Wu-Tang Clang?
Wu-Tang Clang, she just said?
Or is that Wu-Tang Clang?
Justin, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, Rover. Hey. If Jeffrey is, like, nauseated or having issues, like, he feels like he's going to throw up, you guys should probably call an ambulance.
No, I'm fine.
Because Kevin Smith, the director, had the same issue last week when he had a heart attack. And that was like one of the symptoms was nausea.
No, I'm not nauseated.
Are you sure, Jeffrey?
I'm sure.
You all right over there? Chris, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man.
Yeah, just much of the same caller just said, I'm kind of worried about Jeffrey. He's not acting right. And I'm thinking maybe he might have symptoms of having a heart attack because you always don't just die from having a heart attack. You might have like two or three of them or something like that. And then they're minor ones. And he's just acting really weird. And I'm actually, all kidding aside, worried about the guy.
Jeffrey try to act normal right now.
I am trying to act normal. I'm listening to the Lucy doing the shizzy.
Yeah, that's normal.
So, yeah, I'm fine. I'm cool, man.
Jeez.
I walk out. Like, here's the thing. If I walk out here and fall flat on my faceplate, then call an ambulance.
Can you raise your hands over your head?
Or is one of your hands, arms numb? Is that a thing?
Yeah, your left arm. Is your left arm numb? Mm-hmm. Your chest heavy?
No.
Remember, he was
deaf in one ear? Yes.
I've been deaf in my right ear since I was 5 years old.
He's acting normal to me.
He's coughing a lot.
I mean, the coughing, besides that.
Yeah, but that's from... I mean, I was wheezing until 8 p.m. last night. I could hear myself breathing.
Could you really?
It's gone away now, but I was really concerned I did something. I was tasting blood.
We'll monitor Jeffrey here. Let me take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap everything up. We'll tell you what's coming up on the Friday, or not the Friday leftovers.
The Aftermath.
Friday.
On RoverRadio.com.
That's right. The Aftermath on RMG Plus. Plus. Thank you, Jeffrey. Acting weird over here. He doesn't know what he's talking about. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Jeffrey LaRoe. He's really dedicated and loves his job.
It's a pretty stressful job, so.
Too bad it's his other job at the fence company. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right. Gonna wrap everything up. We'll tell you what's coming up on the Aftermath on RMG Plus in just a moment. I have some stuff to give away as well if you are caller 30 in just a moment. I will give you tickets to the IX piston-powered Autorama. Be caller 30 right now. Go ahead. Caller 30. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. You'll get tickets to that 2018 Summit Racing Equipment IX piston-powered Autorama. The 16th through the 18th at the IX Center. Check out the daily schedule and the list of exhibitors and vendors and purchase your tickets at PistonPowerShow.com. That's PistonPowerShow.com. Doogie, we've been doing a lot of running on the show lately, and on St. Patrick's Day, there is a 5K race and kilt run downtown Saturday, March 17th, with members of Rover's Morning Glory and the Alan Cox Show.
I'm excited.
You don't have to run. Some members of the shows will just be hanging out at Dive Bar in the morning from 9 to 11 a.m. And then we'll go on to the next bar after that. It is a, I mean, dudes are like, it's not a bar crawl. But
no, it's a black party, they're calling it. It is a black party because people are going to run, but we're going to be hanging out at Dive Bar. And then we'll go to, after 11, we'll go to another place. We don't know the lineup yet, but it is. It's a black party.
But if there's a lineup, that's a bar crawl.
But it's right. It's a. Next door.
It's a, I know. Okay, that's
but we're calling
Charlie,
it,
it's a bar crawl, right?
The event is a block party.
Can you freely go between the bars at all time?
Absolutely.
Or does the group, your group, go from bar to bar to bar as a group?
As a group, we're staying together.
Going to from bar to bar to bar.
At specific times,
I think so,
okay.
Yes.
It's a bar.
You're
block,
a bar crawl.
Thank block
you.
Party.
Thank you. Call it what you want.
What's the difference? It's at the same place.
Go to WMMS.com, keyword contest, and you can register to win admission. It's brought to you by Coors Light, Hermes Cleveland, and the West 6th Street District. You can sign up for this race right now. Go to HermesCleveland.com. That's H-E-R-M-E-S Cleveland.com. HermesCleveland.com.
I'm excited.
What's coming up on the aftermath, Charlie?
We're going to talk about the rumor about Nads being a father. We'll talk about Jeffrey asking around the office for a free Harry Potter book. And we will break down Nads and Jeffrey running. Probably also get into Doogie paying her nanny over $500,000 over the course of 15 years.
That is not true. No. Oh, my God. You guys are making up
What's the
things.
Number, then?
Making things up. My God. Loser.
By the way, there is, I don't know the exact time here, but let me just
a week later
jump into this here. This is
to change your mind.
I missed her.
Hang on. This is Nads talking about his girlfriend back in the day.
That's true. Yeah.
Is that
right.
What you think it is, dear?
Yeah.
Hang on.
She's so hot, Rover.
Uh-huh.
We
is
got
she?
It. She's.
This is Nads saying he had never broken up with his girlfriend, but listen to this. Hold on.
And she's going to be mad. That's why he keeps saying she's so hot.
I don't think she'll be mad.
The guy will be mad. The ex.
Yeah, for sure.
And then this last time you broke up was because you weren't committing enough to this?
She didn't think I was a good boyfriend. I wasn't putting in enough effort.
She'll be mad.
And how long did you break up for this last time?
A day.
But they don't break up. They've never broken up.
Did I not say that we broke up for a day or two? Did I not say that?
They break up for a day all the time, I bet.
That's what I said. I don't, so didn't
you do
remember.
That? You break up frequently for a day?
Not frequently, but I mean, we have fights and stuff where it's a day or two, but we're always back together because we love each other a lot.
I just remember there was a debate, a dispute about whether you were broken up at this escape room.
And it was one day. I don't even remember it.
And you said, no, we never broke up. I said, you were broken up. That's why you left the escape room, because this girl called you and you dropped everything to run back into her arms.
You were right. You were right.
Why are you gone? Pack, dude, like, why she did this or something happened, like, just stay and have fun and hang out.
You were right, so I apologize for that. I didn't remember that specific incident.
So I may be right about him being a secret father as well.
No, I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Would you
honestly
be surprised
by it?
I don't.
I've heard crazier things.
I mean, it's not the craziest thing.
It could be. It wouldn't surprise me in the least. Would that surprise you, Charlie? What's the matter?
I just spit out a big phlegm ball.
Oh.
I look like a big booger.
Okay. Would it surprise me? Yeah. Oh, it totally surprised me. Is it a surprising thing?
Why
no.
would that surprise you?
He doesn't wear a condom.
That part I get.
He bangs girls without rubbers.
But I think he would know. I'm saying him having a kid, that's totally unsurprising. Him having a kid that he doesn't know about until an email comes in from a friend of a friend. No, he would know about it.
Oh, I mean, this is something that is relatively new. It's not like a 10-year-old that's been out there in hiding. This
but it's been, if it was,
few
if it was
months.
Conceived and it's not a few months. It's like almost
The kid's a few months old.
No,
it was conceived a year ago.
No, it was conceived
late in 2016.
It's March, so
year and a half ago.
Let's pretend that he was conceived in November.
Okay.
What's 9 months to that?
I don't know. December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August.
September.
So how old?
It's almost 10 months.
No, that's September.
You do not understand math.
August.
No, okay, August. So how old? 6 months old then?
So then you go September, October, November, December, January, February, March. 7 months old, the baby.
Yeah, I think he would have heard a rumbling.
By now.
So it was by now. September 2016 is when you said this baby would have been conceived?
No. We said November.
Just making that up.
We said November because it was late 2016.
Know.
That's just I'm just throwing out November, late 2016. So,
have you heard from your girlfriend today?
Yeah, we talked. I mean, she has a big day today. So I mean,
what is she doing?
She has, for schooling, she's applying for a program where she has interviews to get into the program at her school. So,
what's the program?
Occupational therapy.
So, I thought she already did that.
That's what she's in school to do. Now, this is to be accepted into the program. So this
so
is a really
she
big
goes
day.
To school for regular stuff and then
in hopes of applying to this program, they accepted her as an applicant, and then she has a group interview today to be accepted into the program. So good luck, baby.
I think she'll make it in, right?
I do, too. I was out there last night. We were just going over interview questions and practicing. And
give me an interview question. Why don't you pretend you're the interviewer. I'll pretend I'm your girlfriend.
Okay. How vague do you want to go with it?
Well, you can be as specific as you want. I don't care.
Okay. Why did you choose occupational therapy?
Because I really get a lot of pleasure helping people. And it's just something that's
suffering.
Always been, it's almost like in my bones since the time I was young. And it gives me great pleasure.
I would like one, please.
You know what I told her? Because I'm like, everybody else in this group interview is going to say that they love helping people. That's why they're doing it. So before anyone even answers, say like, I know everybody else in here is going to say they're in this field for helping people. Mm-hmm. But I want to do more than just help people. Like, I enjoy the process and just observing the progress that different people with different afflictions have and being able to acclimate them to a regular lifestyle no matter what their disabilities.
I would like one, please.
Yes. I would have said, I thought this was Oriental therapy. I'm in the wrong room.
Whoops.
Duji, name a scenario in which there was conflict at work and how you helped to resolve it.
Oh.
Next.
No, I started a war over an email for 3 hours one day.
She only escalates the conflict.
Why would they care about that?
Because it shows leadership and your ability to problem solve.
Next. That's what she should say if she doesn't like the question. Next.
Well, how do you know that they're going to ask these questions?
We don't know. I mean, we didn't know what exactly they're going to ask.
What'd you do? Just Google interview questions?
Occupational therapy interview questions. There's people on YouTube that have gone through similar programs and they have question or sample questions.
Is it hard to get into these programs? Like, why couldn't they just sign up? They take my money and they put me in the program.
Well, that's what I told her. I mean, there's nothing really to be stressed about. They want you in this program.
Right.
They're looking
for
reasons to say yes.
To be there, right?
What is occupational therapy?
No one knows. Like, he doesn't know. I don't know. What is that?
They help people with mental and physical disabilities through therapy, physical and occupational.
Okay, so
she's perfect for you. Wow, this
she's
is
been
training.
Practicing for a year.
Yeah, that's how she just answer all of her questions.
Just shows a picture of
my
man.
Boyfriend is a real idiot.
Is this the secret father of a kid?
It's just me like getting my shuffleboard thrown into my balls like it's a resume. Duji, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I would like to learn as much as I can in this position, and at that point in 5 years, I would hope that I have shown what it takes to be a successful leader, and I want to be in a position where I can still learn as much as possible, but I also want to help bring people with me, and the more people that I can help in my position, I think the stronger of an employee that I'll be for
total
you.
BS. They
it's just a lot of talking.
No, that was
this
actually
isn't
pretty
an employee.
Good.
This isn't,
like,
it's not an employer.
I know. I don't know what it means.
She's trying to get into school. This is what I don't understand. Like, you're just paying to go to the school.
Oh, see, I know. I don't.
I think they would
it.
Take everyone if
no,
I'm paying.
It's only 25 applicants out of everybody that's in the program or that's currently applying for the
How
program.
How many people are applying? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. I think her group interview. I think there's a couple different time blocks today. I think there's four people in each interview.
Well,
and
she should smack talk a few of those people, right?
No doubt. You got to separate yourself.
You do.
Show that you're the alpha.
That's right. And
I
tell them why why this other person is so bad.
You look petty.
I saw this chick picking her nose out there. You really want to let her into the program?
No, you look petty and like you're going to start problems.
That was one of the sample questions is what differentiates you from the rest of the applicants.
I'm sure everybody here is really qualified.
I'm smarter than them. I'm better looking than them.
I mean, look at my body.
Well, like in an interview, you never want to talk bad about your last boss because it makes you look
what
crazy.
What if she were to answer, oh, you want to know what I'm better at? Well, why don't we meet later tonight?
Unzip your pants.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
unzip
my gosh,
your pants.
That's terrible. No, she'll be fine. Are you okay?
No, we were going to, I think, Douchey asked me at one time to bring in a nice polo shirt and a suit jacket because we were going to do a bit on the air to see how well she would ace a job interview, say, like a mock job interview. Sort of like
wait,
what I did.
I forgot about that. Wait, Jeffrey, you were going to interview Douchey?
Yes.
Yeah, that was the bit we were going to do. We never got around to it.
Did you ever bring in your suit jacket?
I had that stuff here. I did.
I totally forgot about this.
I think it was crumbled.
Kept canceling.
No, I didn't. I didn't know. It was crumbled in the hall. I'm like, what is this mess?
You didn't know, but you saw it?
No, I didn't know you wanted to do that. I actually thought I was interviewing you.
Yeah, Charlie asked me to bring stuff in. I brought it in. I thought we were going to do it maybe within that week.
We were interviewing you.
No, because you've
done the mock interview with me. Okay. But it would be me interviewing Douchey if I was the hiring manager.
Okay, we'll get this done.
Can't wait.
Okay, we'll get this done. I forgot about this.
I think Nance's girlfriend could be, I've always needed a life coach for Jeffrey. Sounds like she would really be cut out for that.
She would do wonders.
I'd like her to take over his case because Dieter's really slacking at it. He really doesn't do much.
He sucks at that.
Yeah. How would you like that? You'd have this girl coming around to your house, Jeffrey?
No, and I'll tell you why. No disrespect to your girlfriend, Nance, but I don't want her taking pictures of my house. And then blabbing
stuff.
Your son
takes pictures of your house, inside your house, constantly.
Okay, well, okay.
Posting them on YouTube.
That will need another person doing that as well.
Okay. All right. All right, so that's coming up on The Aftermath today on RMG+. If you're not an RMG+ subscriber, sign up right now at roverradio.com, and you can watch or listen live to The Aftermath as they continue on. We will be back live tomorrow morning. Have a great day. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.